Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM+.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 161. Today, we are a New York crew because of, Yak Boys are out in Chicago. So we have full crew Dukes, Rico, Tommy, myself, Hubs, Big Ev, and then Meek will be joining shortly. In honor of the insane just sports news over the weekend with Luka, we decided to do a bracket of the craziest sports most shocking sports stories ever in the 21st century. Almost said ever. But we made sure not to do ever because then we'd be bogged down with people yelling at us about stuff that happened in the 70s and 80s, and we'd have like the Clemmers of the world and the RAs yelling at us. So not worth it. Not worth it even a little bit.
We also just didn't see them. So.
That too. It's just not nearly, it's like fake kind of to us to be like, Herschel Walker trade, holy shit.
Like the purpose also is like, we're going to try and like say what we were doing when these moments happened. So like, yeah, 80s and 70s.
So post 2000?
We're doing everything post 2000, yeah. It just makes it a little bit more authentic for us to be able to actually talk about how we absorbed whatever the event is.
I do remember the Nancy Kerrigan thing. That was crazy.
94?
Yeah. I don't.
That was nuts.
Yeah, good movie, too. But before we do that, before we even get to the ad, we have an update on Australian Tim.
Oh, yeah. So last week, I was randomly going through my phone, found the contact Australian Tim, had no idea who it was. Insane voicemail being like, he's off-road on the adventure of a lifetime. I pulled the metadata of when I created the contact. It was May of 2017. I looked back in my photos. I was at Yankee Stadium that day working the game for Fordham. So I was like, maybe it was a Yankee press box guy. Eventually, turns out it was a former Rutgers punter named Tim who used to do Viceroy stuff here at Barstool. He was like an intern maybe for like a month or two in the summer of 2017. So that's how I had his contact. But when he responded to me, he said, how'd you get this number? One of the richest men in the entire world. And I said, Tim, I know who you are. I figured it out. So that's Australian Tim. It was not a hooker or anything that people tried.
I think the algorithm listens to what you say because I watched that clip a couple times, like left, and I'm obviously friends with you. So the TikToks that popped up, I've tagged you in two of them. I don't know if you saw it. It's this girl with her screen, the background of her contact, and their random-ass names that she put in, like first floor or a guy who held my hair in whatever, Taco Bell, this.
Oh, yeah, I see.
I tagged Tommy in both of those things because he's got random accounts.
Yeah, please tell me I'm not the only one who has contact. Zach Alpha Phi, who let me keep my tequila bottle at Syracuse.
Yes, yeah. I've been tagging Tommy.
Josh, not the one I thought was cute, Taco Bell. Ooh, Josh.
I had one called Sketchy Guy for like the longest time on my phone. I was like, who the hell could Sketchy Guy be? I don't know if it was like one of my sisters, like iCloud being connected. It was just like some kid that like I'm friends with.
Oh,
my contact is just Sketchy God. I still haven't changed it.
I was about to say, if you had it right now, I would have told you to call him for sure. but yeah, shout out to Australian Tim. Yeah. And before we get to the full episode, let's talk about Game Time. Right now, they asked me to go look for a Game Time Picks deal over at the Big Game. Very close to saying the wrong thing. At the Big Game, I almost say Arizona every single goddamn time because I just assume it's always in Arizona. But yes, so in lowered 121, row 14, $7,000 all in. That's lower 121. That's basically like.
Sounds like a great seat.
Yeah. I mean, look at the view.
Wow.
That's a beautiful view.
As it gets.
As good as you're going to get in the Big Game. And the Big Game is here, and there's no better time to go out and get some games other than with the help of Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You know how much we love Game Time. If you follow Barstool at all, you see us at Game Time stuff all the time. And now with the brand new Game Time Fix feature, they're making it easier than ever to get to a game. It filters out all of the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats so that you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Philly is looking to knock off Kansas City in New Orleans, and we got you covered with tickets at Game Time. So just pull up the Pros and Event and turn on the Game Time Fix feature at the top of the screen, and then you can see the best Game Time picks all through your Game Time app homepage. So what are you waiting for? Going to get those big game tickets with Game Time picks. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms to apply. Again, create account. Redeem code BRACET or BRACKET, rather, and for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right. So, again, we're doing most the craziest or most shocking sports stories of the 21st century. I'm not doing moments here. So, like, if you're thinking, like, oh, we're going to see, like, Malice in the Palace, you're not. It's not going to be, like, stuff where, like, you watch this happen live and, like, that's shocking. Like,
or, like, the push notification you got where, right. Like, I got to go see more on Twitter.
Yeah, because we all
exactly
got
what Luca made us do. Just drop your jaw and be like, how is this real?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get that ESPN ticker and you're like, that can't be real. Someone got hacked. Like, that type of situation is what we're looking for here.
The Luca thing clarify as a moment or a story?
That's a story, I think, because you didn't see that happen, like, live. And you weren't,
is
like,
death a story or a moment?
Death is going to be a story.
That's on here.
Yeah, there's going to be some deaths.
It means, like, moment, like Tyrese catch.
Yeah, Tyrese
catch.
Yeah, Tyrese catch. That's
a moment. Yeah, okay.
You know, back at the end, any sort of, like, thing, you're watching this event live and you see something shocking or crazy happen. Whoa, like, that's not.
Nothing in-game, essentially.
Right,
yeah.
Ooh. Okay, now I'm more confused. Now I'm excited to see which ones.
Yeah.
Well, so our cameras are good, right?
Yeah, we're
making sure. That's all I have to say. Like, okay, I'm looking at the screen. And
We have a separate camera set up here. Shout out to Jason helping us set up because
I just want to double check. That's all.
Yeah. No, we're
good job, Mick.
90% of our tech team is in New Orleans, so I'm working on. It's going to be a long production process for me and making this in post. So the first thing we have right now is the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 5 seed, very famous one, the Lance Armstrong cheating scandal. So now you're kind of. Understand a little bit more?
Oh, I get it. There's one I'm going to be waiting for the entire time.
Interesting. But Lance
Armstrong's going in blind. I don't know any. I don't expect to. Like, once you say it, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But I don't know any of them right
now. So the Lance Armstrong one was crazy because, I mean, him being like the super inspirational story, feel good story, the bracelets, like all that shit, that was insane. And when that dropped and was confirmed and all that stuff, that was an insane just moment in general sports. And one of the only ones on here that isn't like in the big three pantheon of sports, I guess, for this group. And that's going up against the number 12 seed, the A-Rod trade. Specifically the fact that he went to the Yankees and not the Red Sox because all of the rumblings was like, oh, he's going for Manny. Like, every single arrow was pointing towards this guy's going towards the Red Sox. And when he ended up going towards the Yankees, that was just an insane baseball trade moment. So, Dukes, which one of these do you think is the more shocking?
They both came around the same time period for me. Like, I feel like they were both a couple years off. But I remember thinking that Lance Armstrong was bigger than just an athlete. Like, the whole, like, Livestrong bracelets thing, and then finding out, like, when you're 7 years old or however old I was, and finding out that this, like, iconic athlete in Sports Illustrated for Kids is a bad guy and did drugs and did, like, drugs that could cheat and make you a better athlete, I thought this guy was going to hell. Especially after that, like, he was, like, a cancer icon. Yeah. All this. That was probably the first news story right before the Michael Vick stuff that I was like, wow, like this is a very, very bad dude. So for that alone, I'm going to have to go.
You thought he was a very bad dude for
like, there's like a couple, like I thought he was a bad dude. I thought Tiger Woods up until like I was like 18, like was the devil.
Hey bro, hold on to that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, one for Lance Armstrong, Rico.
Give me the full, give me the matchup again.
Lance Armstrong versus the A-Rod trade.
Yeah, it's got to be Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. Well, you're a Mets fan, right?
Yeah.
Well, you still
have even that. I mean, A-Rod trade did have definitely had some legs, but when you look at, yeah, I mean, Lance, everybody had the Livestrong things.
Yeah. Livestrong and the I Love Boobies one was like the back to back.
Yeah, Zoomies.
Yeah.
Zoomies at the mall.
Yeah. So two for Lance Armstrong.
Easily A-Rod trade for me. I don't specifically remember like where I was for the Lance Armstrong thing. I didn't really care. The A-Rod, like, I believe it was a Saturday morning. I want to say February 12th, 2004, but I'm not positive. Somewhere around there. And I came downstairs from, like, you know, sleeping. And, like, my parents broke me the news, like, my grandma died. Because Alfonso Soriano was my favorite player in the world. Like, I worshipped Alfonso. And when they were like, Alfonso got traded, I bawled. I was in tears. And then A-Rod would go on to become my favorite player, too. But that moment was stunning. And, yeah, like, it was everything that offseason. Aaron Boone breaking the ankle, him almost going to the Red Sox, getting vetoed and everything. That was, for me personally, that might be a 1-1. That was a stunning, stunning development.
What was the date you said?
February 12th.
February, I think it was, this says 16th. But you were very close.
That might have been when it was official. I think it might have got announced a few days earlier.
So one for A-Rod, Hubs.
Yeah, I mean, I have to go A-Rod as well. He was a Red Sox. He was just going to the Red Sox, and then it got vetoed because of the money that they like refused to reduce his contract or something like that. There were so many parts of that trade too that were insane. Like Manny was involved. John Lester was going to be involved.
The Rangers could have chosen Cano as one of the options, and they chose, like, Joaquin Arias instead or something.
And the fact that the Yankees just swooped in, it was, like, just an ultimate, like, out-muscling the Red Sox and just being, you know, being the bullies. And obviously, you know, ends up being a blessing in disguise, I feel like, for Boston. But the shock value of the Yankees just swooping in out of nowhere and stealing A-Rod. Like, A-Rod was devastated, I'm pretty sure, when he wanted to go to Boston. He was, like, very vocal about it. The Lance thing is crazy, too, because he's, as Duke said it, like, he was just built up as this, like, bigger-than-anything type play. You know, he's in... If you look back at, like, Dodgeball.
Yeah,
like,
he's in movies
he's
and
in
stuff.
That, he's in that cameo with Dodgeball, like, talking about how he beat cancer and all this. And it was, I mean, obviously he still beat cancer, but it was all based off, you know, the steroid thing. And I pick A-Rod. Just bias for sure.
To have a slogan that everybody wears in America, and then to come out that, like, he took steroids and everything he did.
I mean, to be fair, he still beat cancer. Like,
he did.
That's what the bracelets were about.
Everybody, okay, if you see like Lance Armstrong,
people do forget.
Everyone's like steroids. No one's like beat cancer. Everyone now he's the steroid guy, not the cancer guy.
But no one cared that he beat cancer.
Now like beating cancer has an asterisk next to his name.
Yeah.
It's like fucked up.
Did he do it with the help of steroids?
Yeah, that's very true.
I also think it's like such a bigger story or carries more weight that it was a sport that no one gave a fuck.
Exactly.
Like, so if this was a random guy in cycling, I'd be like, you couldn't pay me to know how much this or who this guy was.
Right.
The fact that he made us care about cycling is like he shows you how big he got.
And how pissed the cycling community was about that.
Yeah, like what are the odds? What are the odds a cyclist becomes one of the most famous athletes in the world?
Yeah.
Like plus 12,000?
Yeah.
No chance.
2006, the Tour de France must have had like 20 million viewers in the United States alone or whatever it is. I wonder how much it's went down since the allegations. Not even allegations.
I'll double check on that. But in the meantime, Big F?
Yeah, I mean, the A-Rod story meant so much more to me personally, but I think it's easily Lance Armstrong in terms of, like, it was bigger than sports. It was, like, the biggest thing in, like, the world at the time. Like, the Livestrong bracelets, too. Yeah, just, like, this whole... Because I grew up with Dukes, even being, like, a few years older. He was built up as this, like, this like heroic character, and for all that to just be like ripped out from under his feet, and to be just he's like this Mr. Integrity, and he's battled through all the adversity to do it the right way, and for it all just kind of be like a lie. That was like at least the way it felt in the moment. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was like one of the, like, I actually feel like I'm curious to see the seeds. I don't know the seeds like Bosco, mm-hmm. but five, I almost feel like for this maybe low. Mm-hmm. Like that is a like all time story, like just happening in like the world.
It is crazy, too, again, because some of the other ones that we're talking about here were, like, big, at least in the United States, like, massive sports. Like, massive, and cycling was nothing. Cycling just was Lance Armstrong to us, and, like, that's it.
And the Yankee, and, like, the trade, obviously, is more like it happens, that obviously you see it play out, however it plays, like, next few years. But the Lance Armstrong thing was, like, bigger than just the shock value of, like, he has it. It was, like, everything that came with it. Like, of just the when it first comes out, like, is it true? Is it not true? Like, all these things that come from it. Then, like, the tearing down of the campaign. So, like you said, Livestrong, like, every person in America had a Livestrong race.
Yeah.
So, right now.
The graph is crazy, by the way.
What?
There's a graph I'm seeing about Americans lose interest in post-Armstrong Tour de France. It's staggering.
Yeah. Not bad?
Yeah. It's
damn.
It's worse than I thought it was.
I would say 75%. 90%. I would say up to 90%. How many is it?
Look at that. Like, that's...
Oof.
Oh, wow.
It's
like one-tenth
like
of the graph size.
People.
That's crazy. I'll put that on.
I guess now the more I think about it, like, it might be Lance, just because you knew A-Rod was being traded. Like, he was leaving Texas. You had no idea Lance Armstrong was about to get busted for steroids.
Yeah.
And his whole reputation would be tarnished. Like, you at least knew. Like, the crazy thing about the Luka trade is because
no one had any idea.
He's 25 years old. He's under contract. He's going to get the Supermax. He's just going to stay and be he's up there in top five untradeable assets in the NBA. A-Rod, I guess you knew he was getting moved. It just, you know, obviously didn't get moved to the right place.
Shocking
so I guess
he went moved
that
to, yeah.
swings it to Lance being like, you just had no fucking idea.
Stick with your gut.
He invented these bracelets.
I'm just trying not to be so biased.
Yeah, those rubber bracelets, yeah.
Like, it's like for memorials, everything, like...
So we are 3-2 in favor of Lance Armstrong. Meek, you're going to have to either tie it up or break it for Lance.
Well, I have a question for you guys. Can you name one other cyclist besides Lance Armstrong?
No.
There was one other dude I'm pretty sure was like his rival, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
if you can't say a name, it doesn't count. And for that reason, I will say it's Lance Armstrong because he's the only cyclist we know.
I'm surprised Tommy stuck with that. Like,
I mean, it's just for me personally, like, that is probably my 1-1. So I just personal bias. I can't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a Cubs says, like, we knew A-Rod was getting traded. Or
I don't remember where I was when the Lance Armstrong thing.
Yeah,
broke.
Me neither.
I don't remember either, but I remember it being.
Yeah.
I remember being pissed.
I was going to say, A-Rod got traded like, what, like 04 that February?
Yeah, we already went over that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying I was like six. I don't know where I was either.
I threw out my Livestrong bracelet.
You threw it out? You like burned it?
Can't even tell you how mad I still am boiled up about this.
So the Lance Armstrong scandal is going to move on. Now you have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is the Manti Te'o fake girlfriend. That was about as huge, just about as humongous as it gets, especially in the world of football. And the fact that like it kind of it hurt his career is crazy. Like it's insane. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. This was definitely like as far as just like shocking ESPN notifications go. This is definitely one of them. Andrew Luck retiring, just like seemingly out of nowhere. Like you just get the notification. Andrew Luck retires at I don't even know how old he was. Was he 30? Like not
20,
yet.
I think like
28. 28 or 29. He's just done in the NFL. And that didn't feel like a Luke Kuechly thing where like you, I feel like we kind of cognizantly like we're tracking Luke Kuechly had like 18 concussions, but like, the Luck one felt a little bit more random. So the Manti Te'o fake girlfriend versus Andrew Luck suddenly retiring Meek.
I don't even think this is close.
Same.
Andrew Luck.
Oh, that's just insane. Bro, I remember it was a website that Dave has buried. I'm not going to say it. We all know the website. That's but bad. Back when you, yeah. Back when you used to get the news, like.
Back when they were like legit things.
When they were legit and like that.
They would uncover
did,
shit.
They did break story and they uncovered things. Yeah. I remember reading that being like, this, there's just no fucking, like, how is this a real story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, a player retiring happens all the time. A player having a fake girlfriend.
Not a player. Number one player.
On a team that they went to the national championship that year.
Undefeated Notre Dame team.
When did it break in release? And maybe you could argue the most.
The championship, right?
Like right before.
No. I don't think it broke till after. I think he found out it was going to break like right before. Because in the documentary, they talk about where he kind of got the news, like basically the week of the championship game.
Okay.
So he broke after the championship game. But he found out it was going to break right before. So he was in a pretzel. Everything was.
Yeah, Hubs, you could argue, too, probably the most favorite or the most popular public college football program in the country.
Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like it's
just the general public.
It's just unreal. This was an unreal. I remember
he was
being
a beast, dude. He was an absolute monster.
They're undefeated.
So he was informed about it being a hoax.
I think it's closer than it's
in December 26th.
I am only saying Andrew Luck because the commissioner of my fantasy football league is a Colts fan, and I've used that to troll him every day, every year, forever.
I am trying to. Oh, that's a great point.
It's sound logic.
And like those were two probably of my first moments of being like, I'm going to log on to Twitter and find out like other people's opinions about this.
And the person that drafted Andrew Luck in my league that year,
OJ Simpson.
No, not in OJ's league, unfortunately, I wish. He's had a name. His team name has been No Luck every single year since that draft. So it's just iconic to me.
Makes him way cooler than Manti Te'o.
To me, it's way cooler than a fake girlfriend. I think I've had like 5 fake girlfriends.
I'd say this could hit close to home for me.
Yeah. Holy shit. Big F.
It's definitely Manti Te'o, no doubt. The only thing that, like, the caveat to the Luck thing was that he was really on the sideline at the preseason game as it dropped, where he has to basically just, like, the fans are getting this news in real time.
Yeah.
As he's just standing there in street clothes on the sideline, they're like, what the fuck?
They start, like, booing him or something?
Yeah,
or
they were like, what the fuck's happening? And he goes inside, doesn't come back out for the second half.
Why did he choose to do it?
I don't think he meant to. I think it got leaked on him. Obviously, he had made the decision, but he wasn't intending to say it. I think he might have was going to do it later time, obviously. But
I guess I forgot that part of the story.
I remember the Colts fans like yelling at him or something.
Well, he got booed off the field. Like,
they went nuts, obviously.
Definitely a crazy fucking moment.
No, for sure. And I think that made it crazier. Right. I think that made it crazier that like the timing of it dropping. He's literally
that adds to the story.
70,000 Colts fans in an arena.
The prime of his career. They just played a playoff game versus Mahomes. Like
he was 28.
Yeah. If he doesn't retire, it affects the trajectory of football like everyone.
All
of football. Yep. Like Mahomes, like there's the argument like does Brady get one? Does Mahomes like everything shakes out differently?
It was 2018, right?
Yeah.
How many years was he in the league? Six?
I think six or seven? Six or seven years.
And that was another one. You get that ESPN notification like Luca, you're like, oh, somebody's wrong. Like this isn't correct.
Yeah. I said it was fake the whole time. Yeah. I think the way to grade these though is this was a big, all these stories are going to be big stories on ESPN. Some of these stories are big stories on CNN.
Offline,
That makes sense.
That's how I feel about Lance Armstrong.
Everywhere. That was like unbelievable.
Tails probably the most unique story
yeah.
of this, like, since in the
I think it's under seed. I'm excited to see like what 3-2-1
If it never happened, someone just said, yeah, there's the star linebacker who's going to, like, have a girlfriend who has cancer and dies, but then she wasn't real. You'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he becomes, like, the biggest star in college football on, like, one of the arguably the biggest brand in college football. They make the championship game. He has all these interceptions. And it coming out cost him millions.
Yeah.
He was going to be a top, like, 10, 15 pick in the draft. He went in the second round.
I think third?
You went in the second round.
Second round. Keenan was our third.
But that's, like, that's millions of dollars. Yeah. Millions it cost him. And he ended up having, like, a pretty solid NFL career.
It lasted longer than I think people
He was a starter for, like, a decade in the NFL.
Which really too, like, if you look at it, you know, they say, like, baggage in the NFL and things like that. When the documentary came out, like, you should have felt sorry for the kid.
Well, no, he's like a solid person, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good guy.
He's
too good of a guy. Yeah, he believed in
him. Exactly. They
but
immediately
were like, oh, this guy, like, it was a scam by him.
Right, yeah. Something was up.
He
but
was just
yeah.
incredibly sheltered.
It was very unfair that they held that against him in his draft thing.
Yeah.
Very unfair. It all shook out.
Yeah, I don't know. If you could get that duped by a fake girlfriend, I'd have some questions.
I do worry if you can. Yeah, you're right. Sure. If you can understand the playbook.
I don't care what you get on the Wonderlic. I'll be like, you literally were talking to a fake girlfriend.
He's also like a pretty Mormon something, right?
Yeah,
like very religious.
That culture is very like the Samoan or whatever, the Polynesian, like very like.
Very like, he was like very religious.
Super
like, that
religious,
adds a different
super like.
Yeah, if he was just like some guy from like Oklahoma, I'd be like, oh, that guy should have just been out getting pussy in Notre Dame. Like, but if he was more religious guy, the more I understand it. You know what I mean?
Super religious.
I think it's one of those things that he didn't expect to be scammed.
Yeah.
Like, if we're in New York and somebody's like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, like.
Also, this is pre, like, catfishing wasn't even a thing.
No, right. Like a known,
first of its story and, like, only
Well, no, because of his culture. I'm saying. So if somebody from New York, like, my friend told this story. They were big Jet fans. They went out to Indianapolis, and a couple of Colts fans sent them over beers. Mm-hmm. As a true, like, unique, like, nice gesture, like, hey, good luck this week. And the New York guy's like, what'd you guys do to these?
Yeah.
And the Indianapolis people were, like, offended. They couldn't even understand why someone would fuck with someone's drink. It was beyond them because they're that nice. Mm. That's what I think is with this guy, too. Like, he never even assumed.
100%.
Like, it's in their culture to not believe people fuck with you, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Very different culture. So we are 1-1 right now, Hubs.
The argument for luck is that NFL is just such a big fucking deal, and he was anointed as, like, one of the next great big quarterbacks, and all of a sudden, poof, he's gone. It's just like, how is this a thing? You don't believe the notification, I see that. But it's really tough to go against the Manti Te'o side of everything. It's honestly the first story that made me... I remember Deadspin's, but it was like an extensive article. It was very, very long. And it was in, what, 2012, 2011? So I remember, like, it was the first thing I really wanted to, like, read in depth, and I couldn't take my eyes off it. You didn't believe every sentence was, like, you know, more unbelievable than the previous. So I lean Notre Dame for that.
Two for for Manti Te'o.
Easily Manti Te'o. Yeah, like I said, you've seen players retire, you've never seen something like that.
Yeah, Rico.
Yeah, I mean, it hit CNN. That's how I'm going to grade this thing. So
Manti's going to win, but Dukes.
Mine's Andrew Luck.
Yours is Andrew.
It was so shocking to me, and then it was like probably one of the first stories where I hopped on Twitter to be like, I want to read more in depth in it. The crazier story is Manti Te'o, but the more shocking to me was Andrew Luck's retirement, given the age, where he was in his career, so much unfinished business.
Not a lot of warning signs, too, which I do think it makes that.
Right. I was just more, I don't know if it's like, it makes sense to me, but like the Manti Te'o story was mind-blowing, while this was just pure, like, jaw-dropping shock.
Yeah. And Lux is more impactful, for sure.
Right. Yeah,
like, at the end of the day, he's a defender on Notre Dame.
Like, one sounds like a made-up story.
Yeah, right. The other one is like you said, someone's a
ripple. Need someone, it's exactly what happened in the Lucas situation. I needed someone to be like, this is an actual
10
real
people
tweet.
To confirm it, yeah.
And you want
to
talk about untouchable. Andrew Luck would have been, like, the most untouchable asset in the NFL by far at that time.
Yeah.
28 for sure.
He's unbelievable.
Being lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
So now we have the 9 versus the 8 seed as Mantiteo moves on. The 9 seed is, this is tough to nail down to like a specific event because it was like an ongoing thing. But just like the MLB steroid scandal in general, you could nail it down to like any specific one that you want, I think, because right. There's a lot of it that went around.
A-Rod was probably the most shocking.
A-Rod is probably the most, yeah. So that anything like post 2000.
Melina Roberts, I was cursing her out.
And that's going up.
How dare you expose A-Rod?
That's going up against the number 8 seed, Michael Vick getting caught dogfighting.
This is a good debate.
Yeah.
That's really hard. So, yeah, 8-9 game. It's a typical 8-9 game. Yeah. The line is 1.5. Oh. One side likes really? The other. Yeah.
I was going to say.
I'll do the Mincy. Great line, boys.
This is the easiest one for me by far. One was like the least shocking thing, and I don't think should have been in this bracket at all. And that's the steroids. Like, when I found out that all those players took steroids, I was like,
that checks out here as well.
Yeah, but you just look at them. Take one look at Mark McGwire.
I'm actually shocked how shocked people are that this.
Also, I think it's harder because there's not, I mean, everyone has their own, but there isn't really one specific moment. I mean, the Mitchell report that came out.
Yeah.
I think like, there's
already.
But didn't we already know the names?
Yeah, there are already a lot of names reported.
But there's layers to this, though. Then they go to Congress and swear they didn't do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's all of like longer stories. I think this one. Definitely
it's a saga.
It's a saga.
Michael
Vick, way to put it.
Franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Dog fighting. I didn't know that dog fighting was a thing coming from suburban Long Island. And then like the way that SportsCenter was talking about him 24/7. The fact that like people are like, he's legitimately going to go to the jail.
He went to jail.
There's like four instances like in my youth where I like.
And then came back.
There's like three huge ones. Lance Armstrong, Michael Vick. And I'd probably see the Tiger News where like three, like I remember exactly where I was when that went down. Michael Vick in a landslide.
Michael Vick in a landslide. Rico.
Yeah. Again, like I think the judgment here is, well, both of these kind of hit CNN to a degree.
Yeah.
So it's fair.
CNN barometer.
But like when you do, aside from like what? Ice cream? Like dogs are the most beloved thing in this country. Yeah. When you start doing that and that's the involvement, like. Yeah, it just threw the NFL for its loop. I'm probably going Vic.
Going to go with Vic, too.
Yeah, I'm going Vic, too. I think, like I said, the MLB steroids, it's harder to pin down. That's like, whoever said it. It's more of a saga than a moment. For me, this bracket is moments. Like, hearing Michael Vick was getting arrested for dogfighting and going to jail was shocking. As like you said, it wasn't shocking that Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire were, like, doing a little something-something.
It was also, like, it sounds like, again, another made-up story. Like, it's like that man, like, when I was like, Michael Vick arrested for dogfighting, I was like, what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like, this is a rich athlete, like, a most electric guy in sports. Like, why would he be dogfighting?
How old was he? Was he, like, 28?
He was 30 yet.
I think late 20s probably. Not because when he got drafted, he was really young. He was only 20, 21.
But even going off that, the whole story after it, like, coming back at, like, his redemption arc, like, the whole thing was crazy.
Yeah, we were just talking
legitimate 30 for 30.
We were just talking about before. I was just like looking at his career stats because like he's got to be really high up there. As far, he had to still come back after he came back from jail. He like Jameis Winston has more passing yards than Michael Vick, and I was like, that can't be.
Hasn't Lamar already passed him in rushing yards?
That wouldn't be. I mean, that.
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah, but he also got arrested for dogfighting.
Yeah, he did, and he lost. I
heard about that once
after like 6 years in the league.
He also when he came back, he wasn't a runner like that anymore.
Yeah, like, he's already starting to fade away.
He was crazy.
Well, so that one year, he was an elite. Eagles, he was. Yeah,
he was like an elite thrower when he came back.
Yeah,
when he got the big contract,
like everyone knows quarterback for a year.
He's on the Steelers for a year.
Everyone knows always plays that one highlight. Where it was like an 80-yard bomb. Yes, to Deshaun Jackson.
That game was insane.
Monday night game
against Washington.
It's like the fantasy performance of a lifetime.
Oh yeah,
Washington. Yeah.
So we're 3 for Vic right now. Hubs?
Yeah. By the way, I remember being in my class in high school, mapping out what I needed to win in fantasy. Before the Michael Vick thing, I needed a massive comeback, and like legit, it all happened.
Like 6 touchdowns.
It was crazy. For me, it's Vick. It's just exactly what we're going for here with shock value. You get the notification. What does that even mean? Dogfighting. I didn't know it was a thing. I did not know dogfighting was a thing. Prime of his life, and one of the more electric players in all of sports at that moment, just all of a sudden going to jail. Obviously, like the steroids with how many names were involved, but then more to Tommy, what are you saying? Like, it's more of a saga, more of a years long, decades long story. The Vic thing was so sudden and you could never see it coming. Once the first domino fell with the steroid thing, then it's like it became less and less shocking of everyone else that was involved. Vic thing, you could never see that coming. That was
it's pretty funny that like Lance Armstrong, like him doing steroids, it was like, how could he? And then it's like the baseball player, it's like, of course they did.
Yeah.
The cycler doing it, it's like, what?
But by the way, Vic was 26, so it's like if Lamar's
Jesus. When he got drafted, he was like 20 or 20. He was really young.
Year was it? 06.
06, yeah.
This was just off of the Madden cover too. That 04 famous
Madden
like
curse.
Jesus,
Madden curse. You're gonna host dog fighting rings.
I forgot he was 26.
Yeah,
it's a long time.
Damn. And you take 2 years away from your age 27, 28 season. Like it changes everything.
Big F.
You know, I mean, he was the biggest star in the NFL. I believe the year or two before he had just signed the biggest contract in NFL history. Like, it's put that in perspective at the time, like how big he was. Like, I remember he was selling lines of his own footballs.
Yeah,
really, I had one too.
Black football.
Like, I'm saying, kid, like a couple of kids, like me, like New York suburban kids,
yeah,
were like buying these footballs as like a little 10-year-old. Like, he was the biggest thing out there. He was the first like true like running quarterback. Like, really, like he was such he truly like this like generation of football. Like, he's transcended. He was like the guy that kind of like crossed over.
People still say like Daniel Jones has a run. It's like Vanilla Vic. Like people,
that's what I'm saying. Like, exactly.
The bar for running quarterback.
I keep hitting this thing on Hubs. Mm-hmm. But no, like just put in the context, like for anyone like a little younger, like how big of a star he was, and to serve 21 months in prison.
Yeah,
like real prison. And it's crazy because obviously the love for dogs is like, don't like, needless to say, but I think he was the first person to like ever go to jail for like this crime, basically. Like, it was like they made an example of him too. Like, the whole thing was just like such a big deal.
Did he admit to guilt, like, and accept a plea, or did he try and fight it?
That's a good question.
I'm sure with the money and lawyers he had, I'm sure they fought the shit out of it.
Guilty to federal charges.
Well, it was all on his property.
Yeah.
Like, it was really one of his boys was like basically running this operation out of like his property. And I'm sure, I think to some extent, he was aware of it.
He provided most of the money for the gambling side of the dogfighting operation. Mm. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His fat head was in every basement.
Mm-hmm.
Every single, I'm sure it cleared like million in sales every year.
I always remember I went into Champ Sports and my mom was like, you can buy a jersey today, which is just the best words you can hear as a kid. Mm. And it was between LT Powder Blue, Michael Vick Red. Bought Michael Vick Red, immediately dogfighting.
Two great jerseys right there.
I'm going to say Vic, obviously, but has there been, like, what's an MLB player that got popped for steroids? You're like, oh, wow, that's shocking.
Mm.
Andy Pettit was kind of shocking with the HGH.
I'll say Ryan Braun's, like, the number one.
Oh, Ryan Braun.
Like, that's, like, that shocking.
Yeah.
I never would have suspected that. I guess Cano, too, when he got popped. Like, I wouldn't have expected that either.
Also, shout out to anybody that bought the Falcons Vic jersey and held on to it. Because that paid off like 20 years
ago. Dividends, yeah.
Once you were in college in 2020 and you still had that like retro Vic jersey, it's like, dude, fucking good for you.
Like when
it's a stock you don't tell anyone you have.
My problem is it was too small. Yeah. I bought it when I was a kid, so it was useless in college.
When Melky Gabrera got popped for steroids after winning All-Star Game MVP, no one was shocked. It was like, oh, Melky Gabrera's hitting 350. Like, no shit.
Right, like Brady Anderson, dude, you had 50 home runs.
Yeah, like no one's surprised at that.
And then you look at McGuire and all those types of guys. No shit, you're on steroids.
So Vic's going to move on. Now we're going to do our Chain game versus to go up against number one seed. So this is our playing game for those who haven't. I think you guys all remember this. But anyway, first option is Deflategate. Thought about seeding Deflategate. It's just kind of like not a lot.
More saga than moment.
Yeah, more saga than moment. Kind of like not like you get that notification like the Patriots cheated. Whoa. It
gave us the Brady 4.
Yeah, it did. No, I'm not. No joke about that. But that's not a shocking thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was hard or like super shocking anyway. Bountygate was definitely is on here as well. That was another one where it was a little bit crazy. Like, he's offering money to just straight up kill people on the field. This is just for me. Matt Barnes driving to Derek Fisher's house to beat him up because he slept with his wife, his ex-wife, was very funny.
That's a very underrated one, I'm going to say.
That was a great Twitter day.
That also wasn't like an ESPN notification. It was almost like... Like, you had a tweet notification on for, like Big Cat and be like, wait, what did he do? He
drove, like, 6 hours to
Fisher
go to his house.
Fisher was still coaching the Knicks at the time.
Yeah, Fisher was coaching the Knicks at the time. Yeah. Jose Fernandez's death, which was crazy. That was an insane
that's
one.
I remember.
Yeah, and that's one you remember, like, what? That can't be real. That can't be
It happened in the middle of the night, too.
Yeah, it was. I remember waking
You're
up.
All waking
it was,
up
it was a weekend night, too.
Mm-hmm. That, like, that was a good home run.
Mm. My mom actually woke me up for that news.
Yeah. Oscar Pistorius killing his wife was crazy.
That's up there for me. When it was like the Olympian with no legs killed his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, this one actually, I just hit a dark spot. I didn't know this. Like, or I don't remember. like
this is a CNN one.
This is just kind of some stories you don't pay attention to. I'll be honest,
more like, CNN than ESPN.
Agreed.
Yeah. I feel like I, this
he had no legs.
Kind of, yeah. My hand was
some,
was
some
like
stories a, you just black out on. I didn't. No legs.
He also was like, he wasn't just like a Paralympian. He was
in the Olympics.
He was in the actual. He was the first Paralympian.
Yeah, this
in
one.
The Olympics.
This one's a dark spot for me. I don't remember that at all. Really.
Didn't he just get out?
He was in South Africa, by the way.
He just get out of jail.
He only got 5 years in prison.
He
so,
just
yeah.
got out with parole or something.
Yeah. Light sentence.
Yeah.
These are all honorable mentions.
These are all to there's playing games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Oscar Pistorius, the Favre retirement cycle, which me and Hubs had talked about, just like, oh, he's retiring. Oh, wait, no, he's coming back. He's going to this team. He's getting moved to that team. It was, that was a lot. Reggie Bush getting stripped of his accolades. And then the Ray Rice elevator video, that was one you get the notification for, and you're like, whoa.
What yeah, I would say fuck? That. I think I'm on that.
That was a what the fuck one.
These are good.
So we'll start with you, Mika. We'll give you the options again. Deflategate, Bountygate, the Matt Barnes beating up Derek Fisher, Jose Fernandez, Oscar Pistorius, the Favre retirement cycle, Reggie Bush, or Ray Rice.
I don't want to put a death on here because I think that's a little morbid, but...
Well, it's the definition of morbid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Latin so
I'll go comedic factor and just say Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher just because it's funny. We all laughed at it.
It was an insane Twitter day. A very fun day. Big F.
What was the last one you said again?
The Ray Rice elevator video.
To me, I think it's either that or Fernandez, maybe.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I'm going to say Ray Rice because it led to this, like, also he was, like, became the poster of, like, this DV, big, like, DV run in the NFL. Then there was, like, this legendary, like, Dez Bryant video that no one could ever find, but people swear was a thing.
Oh,
Because it was the first one where there was video of it.
Yeah.
And the video was so shocking that it's, like, it's – and the fact that the NFL had the video and suspended him, like, two games.
Yeah.
And then once the world saw the video, he was, like, basically just blackballed from the NFL forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Ray Rice.
That was like the first time they realized, like, oh yeah, we should probably stop, not endorsing, but like, we should have more penalties for. Like,
you only got a 2-game suspension.
So shocking. I mean, she was limp. It was horrible. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I took a picture with Ray Rice when that whole saga was going on.
Ooh.
So I didn't really understand it at the time. Like, didn't see the video, and he was at like some like Long Island All-Star game when like the world hadn't seen the video yet.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And I took a picture with him, and I want to say less than like a month or two later, everything went down.
Stuff.
It's just crazy to think the chance. Like, if that video had never come out, he would have just like played another like 5 years in the league. Well,
It was like in between
everything
that,
like, for him would have been like just fine.
Yeah.
Like, he went to New Rochelle, which is like not far from where I grew up. Like, they took his shit out of the high school that he was legendary out of. Like,
he was an incredible fantasy running back,
big time.
I mean, he was a phenomenal player. He was a great player.
At college.
He beat the Patriots in a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, he brought Rutgers literally from the dead.
Yeah,
him and Shiano. I mean, it's crazy to think like he just horrible. The way it ended for him.
Ups.
I lean Jose Fernandez, but like any death is going to true. Like, we could make this whole thing about.
Oh, just celebrity. Yeah, athlete
like,
death.
Death is the most shocking thing, especially when it's like a guy in his prime. Like, the repercussions of that whole. The Marlins trade everyone after that.
Yeah.
Like, it was an unbelievable moment. Obviously, then you have the D. Gordon home run. But the Ray Rice thing, that video was shocking. Seeing that video. And, you know, him being that caliber of player, growing up in Jersey, Rutgers goes on, you know, they were so much fun to watch with Ray Rice. And then he's this great running back on the Ravens. And all of a sudden, that all goes. That shocking moment, the moment of the video coming out, I think is, and I don't know if this is just Ray Rice being suspended for domestic violence, but like, that video coming to surface is the most shocking. So that is my pick.
Shout out to Kareem Hunt. Good luck in the Super Bowl. Tommy.
This might be a personal throwaway vote, but I'm going with Oscar Pistorius just killing his wife. That was like I was fascinated by him in the Olympics running with the fake legs, and it was almost like Lance Armstrong, like, wow, feel good story. But instead of doing drugs, he murdered his wife. And it was like, wow, how'd he even do it with no legs? So I'm gonna go with Oscar.
It feels like it's pretty easy to murder someone with no legs.
Yeah, but it's harder.
What'd he do? He just shot her through the bathroom door when it was closed. He thought that was an intruder.
Wasn't that how he got off? Like, he thought he was just like scaring her. That was his like defense.
Well, he didn't get off. He went to jail for 9 years.
I'm saying, but he didn't get like full murder. Did he? He's out in like 5 years.
Nine.
How long did he do?
It was nine.
He did 9 years.
Got out last year.
Like, you don't need legs to fire a gun.
Defense and shot her like 14 times.
Right. He just kept firing.
I knew it was some like bullshit they tried to with the door. There was something.
His lawyer famously said he couldn't win the case because he had no leg to stand on.
Ooh, you're saying you're holding on to that one for your turn.
Oh,
Bosco.
I think maybe like in-house based Deflategate is one of those things you would think. Well, they how does a team deflating balls become a massive story? Hmm. And like it did, and it became a big thing here. And then Brady ends up getting suspended. What?
Was it on CNN?
I think
it was.
So.
Yeah. It was.
The thing is, though, like, Spygate already happened. So, like. Oh,
so that makes it. That's why for me.
It was one of those, like, Spygate was dead and buried. And now you have, like, the whole franchise. And Dave obviously runs with it. And Brady gets suspended. And they're fucking managing PSI and shit like that.
It was
like,
shocking.
It did have.
But
yeah.
The Spygate part of it made it less shocking.
Definitely lessened it.
Spygate, like, obviously, like, I'm a Patriots fan. So, like, the Spygate to me, like, I was young and I was like, I didn't really understand it when it first came out. Then you're like, all right, like, the rule. Kind of bullshit, and then it was more of like a Belichick thing. Like, Belichick was filming in like a wrong area of the stadium. Then with Deflategate, everyone was pointing it to Brady, and it was right after the AFC Championship game. It was when we won by like 40 against
the
Colts.
Won by a million, yeah.
And it was leading up to the Super Bowl. There was this whole fucking story about how like the Patriots are cheating. Belichick had to go on air to describe science to reporters, and like who's fucking like in like My Cousin Vinny. And I think that whole thing was the, like...
I think of all the things on a bingo card, too, like a team deflating balls. How does this become a story?
Yeah.
Gets a lot of credit. But, yeah, it's between that and Ray Rice for me, because that was fucking a shocking video. And then set off, like Ev said, like bad press for the NFL for a while.
Yeah.
I'll probably go Deflategate. Just, I don't know. It's that or Ray Rice. But
is that the first time, like, Goodell got, like, real shit? I feel like he was so in the news for the two-game suspension thing. Yeah. Like, that was... I feel like no one really had anything against Goodell at that point.
Yeah, I feel like Goodell, like...
Two-game suspension.
Yeah, he's obviously the most hated commissioner now, but
there was also
for a while, he was getting off scot. Like, no one, you know, he wasn't...
Nobody knew his name.
Nobody knew his... Like, yeah, he was okay. Like,
people drew a line in the sand with that suspension. They were just like, what the fuck is this?
There was a lockout, like, 3 years prior. There was a lockout 3 years prior to that.
Well, it was also because they knew he had seen the video and no one else had. And two, that's at the time where when you got caught smoking weed, it was a 4-game suspension.
Yeah, dude, Josh Gordon's like career got ended.
He did more than just weed. Let's not like rewrite history.
Josh Gordon?
Yes.
Name him.
A lot of things in the dictionary he's done.
Name three.
I'm not going to name him off the top of my head, but he did just about every drug you can think of.
What?
I don't think he won.
It was not... Okay, fine.
What else did he fail for?
Well, I'm
best. Coke, I think, only lasts in your system a couple days. Yeah. It would be more like weed lasts a really long time in your system.
He was also playing games drunk, too.
Stories of him playing in high school.
Still really good.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's still awesome. If anything, it's more impressive.
Alcohol
it's like one of the most impressive things ever. They get like 250.
It's like, what's his name, throwing the perfect game on LSD.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's a great story.
Ellis, yeah, Doc Ellis.
Mine's going to be Deflategate. But I do want to say that it was really close to being Bountygate.
Okay, so we're tied between Deflategate and Ray Rice. And I think just for the sake of this, we'll do Deflategate. Because I'll vote for Deflategate and break the tie. So Deflategate, we'll move on and move. This is our promise to the last like morbid-ish one that we have on here, I think. The number one seed. This is like an ultimate like you knew where you were sort of sports thing.
I'll be shocked that this is not what I think it is.
And Kobe died.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not what you think it is?
You're shocked?
No, I thought it was going to be something else, but now you're right. That's
that
a justified
sense?
Number one seed.
Yeah.
I know what he's
death?
Thinking.
Yes. What?
Death?
No, it's more of a cover-up.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, so hold on to that one.
Okay.
But
yeah, it's again, this is coming into this thing blind, I think, is interesting, because, like, I don't know, I guess in my own head, I couldn't have named, like, I probably could have did it, but I just didn't do the research. Kendrick was like, we have enough, don't worry about it. Yes, and this is 1-1.
This is fucking insane. This is like, you remember, like, I can remember, like, I know what room I was in, I know, like, what was going on, I know everything where it was, because that was another one kind of similar to, again, with the Luka, but to a way harsher degree. You're like, that's not real. Like, there's no way that happened. This is a legend, NBA legend
player. Another headline that sounded made up.
Yeah, like,
it was TMZ, and you're like, oh.
Kobe Bryant dead, helicopter crash.
Yeah.
You're just like, what?
Every element of it, you're like, that's not true. There can't be true. This is some Lil Wayne. Like,
I clicked on the link to go to TMZ. I was like, this is the fake TMZ.
Exactly.
I sent the link and you thought it was going to be like that big guy with the dick.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It was like one of those like fake articles.
Also, the reporting was terrible where every like 30 minutes you thought someone else died. Rick Fox was dead. Right. It was... Really, really bad reporting.
Yeah, really all across the board. We'll start with you, Dukes, though.
They finally canceled the games that night. I know there's the famous...
Only the Lakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think only the Lakers would cancel.
But other teams did, too.
No. I thought the NBA, like, paused for a few days. Am I crazy?
No, it was only the Lakers that had games postponed, I believe.
There's the famous, like, them putting the ball down, obviously. But then I think
that was the same day.
They had enough of a wave that... Like, there were games during the day, and those let it play, and then I think they canceled the late slate.
It was a Sunday, right?
Yeah, they were like, we just can't fucking do this.
January 26th, 2020.
Yeah.
Something people did in 2K Rec Center is they would take the 24-second violation to start the game for Kobe, and you would expect the other team to take the 8-second violation.
I did that for reffing waspy white kids in the Upper East Side. They were like, hey, we want to take the violation. I was like, it's 10 seconds. They're like, just blow it at 8. Like, okay. And all the parents are standing. It was very like you don't want to get you were upset obviously Kobe died, but it was like I'm watching waspy kids take 2 8-second violations.
They probably didn't even watch Kobe Bryant play.
That was the thing. They probably didn't watch Kobe play a lot. Yeah.
At least the washed version is. We did it during our rec league championship game against our rival fraternity. It was legitimately a meme.
Christ. So you're up first. This is gonna be kind of a tough one to
blow out.
Yeah.
So hungover university date in my house. I'll never forget where I was. Kobe dying. Also, like, icon, just broke, like, just retired, looked like he was coming a Family Guy, or, like, was a Family Guy, like, hanging out with Gigi and everything. Everyone loved their content, you know, coaching her. The whole thing was just super sad. It's got to be Kobe.
Kobe.
Yeah, I wasn't even, like, that big of a Kobe fan, but it was just unbelievable. Like, you thought it was fake. He's with his fucking daughter. Like, why is he in the helicopter? Like, you know, you try to do that. It's like, so he can get to places faster. He's trying to be a good dad, use his money the right way. Like, yeah, it was unbelievable. And then Kobe, again, like, being a kid born in 87, Kobe was one of the first guys where I watched his whole career. I say all the time, like, kids my age or people my age will love to say, like, oh, I remember watching Jordan this and that. It's like, we were out being kids in the sub, you know what I mean? Like, you would have to then, the game he hits the final shot, I turned on with 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
We were just little kids playing in the yard in the summer, you know what I mean? So, but Kobe's career, you watched all of it unfold, like, it was crazy. And I think a lot of that affected the guys in the NBA because it was one of the first guys they watched his whole career, you know what I mean? So, like, just, yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable story.
Yeah, Kobe. I mean, I'm sure I've said this story on here before, but I was walking to get a massage, and when I saw it, my friend Nick texted me, and I was like, I remember going through my head, like, do I cancel my massage over this? Like, 9/11, I would cancel my massage. But I was like,
there's one level
Kobe
removed,
dying?
Yeah.
Like, and I said, no, I'm not going to cancel my massage. Kobe would want me to go to the massage. So, and I remember I went and ended up being like a men's spa, and I had some little Brazilian man. It was a very unpleasant experience. But I remember trying to break the awkwardness and being like, you hear about like Kobe like died in a helicopter crash. And he was like, oh, no, is that like a friend of yours? And I was like, forget it. Wrong crowd. But Kobe's dead. But yeah, that was – it's tough to top the shockingness of – yeah, I mean, I think even like I'm sure like you could even remember who told you, like who texted you it or whatever. So yeah, I'm going cold.
You reminded me of that. You ever see the clip of like their ass and the British guy? Like, you ever heard of Rosa Parks? And he's like, never met the bloke. It's so fun. Yeah. Pubs.
What's this even up against?
Deflategate.
Oh, Deflategate. Okay, yeah.
We didn't even care.
Definitely doing Kobe. Kobe for sure. I'm similar. Tommy, I went and got a haircut instead of having a massage. And we were like, should we like leave? Is this weird? And I remember the TV is always off in the barbershop, and it was on, and they were watching Kobe. Like that's how important it was for them. And it was, you truly just did not believe it. It is the definition of what we're talking about here. And it's something like you just like, almost like couldn't even say words when it happened. You just want to kept scrolling and like hopefully.
Reading everything you could read about.
Everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like who was flying? What the, you know, why did it crash? All this. And it's Kobe. It's in a way like a larger than life kind of figure. A guy like, you're silly enough to like when you're growing up, like, oh, he'll never die. Like it's Kobe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just him. And he had this whole life ahead where he was probably going to be very involved with basketball. And I remember the players crying on the court warming up who had games that day or the next day. They were finding out the news maybe as they were warming up, and they were just in tears. Maybe it was like Devin Booker, I think, coming to mind. But yeah, it has to be Kobe.
That was a crazy one.
Yeah, I mean, he's, I mean, probably post-Jordan, the most influential, maybe, athlete, period, across, like, all sports. Very on brand. I was on the way to the casino. Was in the car with a friend.
24 on roulette.
We're just, one of the, we're like, we're shooting the shit, like, didn't look at my phone for, like, 15 minutes. And his sister called him. And at first he called and was, she was, he was like, whatever, like, I'll call back. She called again. A double call from his sister. Just to say, like, she doesn't watch basketball or anything. Just be, and she says over the thing, like, Kobe's it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's, I literally instantly pull out Twitter, and it's just all over TMZ. I'm, like, 10 minutes late. I mean, yeah, one of the – probably the most shocked – I mean, just a blank moment. Yeah. Most shocked I've been.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say, Kobe, you remember that Saturday, that was when LeBron passed Kobe in scoring? Mm-hmm. So I remember playing Xbox that night, me and my friends, normal squad of five playing Call of Duty. And that same night, there was an argument between, like, two people. There was, like, between Kobe and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's crazy timing.
So, crazy timing. The next day, we all hop on Call of Duty. I remember the exact map. We were playing Search and Destroy on Crash. And I had
was to, Lenny involved?
No, Lenny was not on that day. Damn, it was a different.
Lenny missed the chop for this?
He missed the chop for that. Damn. And then
it was morning.
I forgot what the score was. We just had, we're like, wait, we had to back out of this game. And it was like, Kobe died. Holy shit. And it was like, for 30 minutes, we were just like shook.
That's insane. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Like, every single person in this room knows exactly.
Imagine being, like, being the guy in the party that was ripping Kobe the night before he died.
It is pretty funny. Like, back, because a lot of the memories that I do remember of, like, the Mike Vick, it's legitimately me coming home from school, turning on SportsCenter, and that's how I found out.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like I had a phone to, like, get the news right away.
I actually think I caught it live. They did the breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
I actually don't think I was looking at Twitter. I think I caught it live on the TV.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was
Kobe.
Yeah.
So Kobe's gonna move on. That's a pretty obvious point on that one. And before we get to the second half, let's talk about our next sponsor of the day, ZocDoc. Shout out to ZocDoc. Me and Tommy, it's one of our favorite apps. Have you ever woken up with a funky system or funky symptom? That is, swollen eye, funky looking rash, tight pain in your neck. And immediately Googled it or searched TikTok to see what's wrong. We've all gone down the rabbit holes. It's time to get the help that you need and the care that you need with ZocDoc. It is the free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in network doctors and click and instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health to primary care to urgent care and more. Me and Tommy talk about it every time we have ZocDoc. I love them, use them all the time, way before they ever did an advertisement with them, or with us rather. Use it constantly. They're the absolute best. So it makes everything so much easier in the doctor booking process. You can filter for doctors that take your insurance, are located nearby, or a good fit for any medical need that you have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Appointments made are typically fast, within 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same day appointments. Stop putting off the doctor's appointments that you have and go to ZocDoc.com/lights and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights, ZocDoc.com/lights. All right, on the other side, we have the number 11 seed versus the number 6 seed. The 11 seed is the Astros cheating scandal that won them a World Series. The Astros cheating scandal was crazy. I think the fact that they it feels like they escaped relatively scot-free. That does definitely hurt the shock value. Like, they should, it should have been way harsher, and I think that, to merit the crime here. And that's going up against the number 6 seed, LeBron to Miami, the decision, one of the biggest, like, sports stories just in general. It was just absolutely fucking crazy day as a basketball fan. And again, some of the shock value gets taken away because, like, you knew he was going somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like Luka just got traded. I don't know what the fuck. Like, you knew he was going somewhere. It's just you didn't know where. In Miami, I felt like, to at least a lot of us, it was like, what the fuck? Like, I just didn't expect it. So, LeBron, the decision versus the Astros cheating scandal. Let's start with you, Meek.
Just right off the bat, the Astros cheating scandal wasn't that much of a surprise. White Sox Dave broke it two years in advance. Credit to White Sox Dave for just out scooping everyone. But I'm just going to say LeBron.
That actually happened?
Yeah. White Sox Dave, like, had sources Beast on the Astros cheating scandal, like, well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Beast, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, one for LeBron, the decision.
Both of these were horrible for me as a fan. I mean, he didn't go to the Knicks.
Yeah.
And the Yankees got cheated out of maybe multiple World Series.
Oh. Though I'd argue this was almost good as a Yankee fan. It was
It's something that we can – It's clear they got caught cheating.
Anyway.
But I agree with Meek where the fact that they essentially didn't get punished at all made it so much less of a story. Like, I mean, it's not college. There's no way to, like, strip the World Series, but
the Mets got punished more. We lost our fucking manager, like, 2 months after hiring him.
Yeah, but I mean, LeBron did it like it was a TV event.
Yeah.
To like with no leak. Like people obviously were highly speculating Miami at that time, but it was between like a couple teams.
Yeah.
So I mean, the fact that he was like a TV event, like the decision.
Yeah.
If you just say the decision to a sports fan, they know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah.
LeBron.
Who was the Met manager that got fired?
Beltran.
Yeah.
The Mets hired Beltran.
Yeah.
Carlos Beltran that November.
For like a day.
Oh, that does.
And then 2 months later,
hired Beltran and they got lost. Yeah.
You know, it was like 2 weeks after that the story broke.
You had to fire him.
Yeah.
So two for the decision, Hubs.
I think this is underseeded too, by the way.
I have to go decision. I don't think anyone like really thought he was just going to leave. I think they were like, he's always going to be a Cav. And then all of a sudden he just spurns them in front of... Was there a child foundation or something?
It was
like
at
that
the Boys
too.
And Girls Club of Akron. Yeah.
It's like it was like
I think it was in Connecticut for some reason.
It was in Connecticut.
Maybe because of ESPN.
There was a Boys and Girls Club there.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone was talking about how he was looking for houses in Connecticut.
It was
always the thing.
Yes. I was convinced that's why he was going to the Nets, because they had a house in Greenwich, Connecticut. Jay-Z had a house in Greenwich, Connecticut. He was going to the Nets. I was trying to convince my friends he was going to the Nets.
He was still holding that home for the Knicks at the time, just because he said Knicks like multiple times.
I called the Knicks about season tickets that day, hoping we could have it.
He repped like the Yankees. Like, yeah. I was hopeful at that time.
He always had the hat. So, Knicks, Bulls, Nets.
Stephen A. Smith told everyone he was going to the Knicks. Mm. Just told everyone. But then he was just wrong. The Astros thing, obviously, is crazy, too. A little bit more of a saga as well, though. But I guess when the first story comes out.
John Boy videos, basically, right?
John Boy video helps uncover it. It was like, the part about Altuve wearing the buzzers.
Him holding on to the,
but he had a tattoo.
Yeah, he didn't like. Yeah, he didn't want to take his shirt off or something. But I mean, the moment of LeBron choosing the Heat and what unfolded on Twitter and or social media and the internet after that was absolutely insane. So it has to be LeBron.
3-4 LeBron.
Going with LeBron here, but I think it's a little less shocking than you're making it out to be, just because like we knew at 8 p.m. on whatever that Wednesday night, LeBron is announcing what team he goes to, you know? Yeah. So it wasn't like an out of nowhere notification LeBron's going to
True.
The Heat. Like you knew at this time he's announcing where he's going. The Heat have a 1-5, 1-4, whatever it is, shot of going there. Still shocking when he says Miami Heat, but not on the same level of, like, you get that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you knew he was literally deciding that team. But, yeah, I'll go with it here. But I don't know if it's that high.
What is the theme again? Like, biggest sports story?
Most shocking.
Yeah. I guess, you're right. Like, to a degree, it wasn't that shocking that he was leaving. But I do think it was pretty shocking that he was going to
Miami.
Yeah. And then just the way it all unfolded, too, with that press conference where he's like, not one, not two. The thing I'll take out of that, and that's why, like, people are always like, why do you hate LeBron? Or, like, why? LeBron always bothered me because he seems very calculated. It's always like he's playing the character of LeBron. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that I'll never forget, like, the way he says it, too. He's like, they're like, LeBron, where are you going to go? And he's like, and this is really tough for me. And, like, looks down and looks away. It was like he was fucking scripted. And he's like, I'm going to take my talents. It's just such a fucking bizarre way of saying that and getting talked into it by his camp of, like, you should do this on TV. There was no way to do that. And just the whole way that kind of unfolded. It's a massive, massive story. I've been kind of underseeded, too. I could see this sneaking into the Sweet 16.
Again, the shock value is what lessens it here. It was biggest sports story.
Yeah. What?
Said the bracket starts at the Sweet 16.
Fair.
What was the first thing? How did the Astros scandal first break out? Was it the Drellich article? What's the initial thing that we saw?
I don't remember exactly, which is why
John Boy videos come out after, right?
I think so, yeah.
First they had to talk about it, then he looked into everything and found this. I think it was a Drellich article.
I'll double check it. In
that
the meantime,
name
Dukes.
Familiar for that.
The cheating scandal was shocking for me. I knew that stealing signs in baseball was a thing, but the whole like buzzer thing on Altuve, I loved the drama, but I think I'm gonna have to go with decision.
Decision.
To decision. Like LeBron, the best player, teaming up with like Dwayne Wade, everything leading up to it, like great internet day. Shock value does hurt it, but.
Mm.
I also think there is a cheating culture in baseball overall.
Exactly.
Guys throwing spitballs, stealing signs. They stole signs in a ridiculous way, but like stealing signs is a thing. You know what I mean? And
By the way, it was Drellich and Rosenthal in The Athletic,
right?
That broke it.
That's a pretty shocking moment when that first comes out.
And they had like all this stuff from was it fires that?
Yeah, Athletic is one of the all-time letdowns too. I remember being like, I have to get the Athletic.
Oh, I disagree. I'm a proud Athletic.
I have the app. Like, actually, a fucking kid on Twitter gave me his login. Was like, hey, just don't change the settings.
It's $1 a month.
Whatever. They're like, you could have it for free. I thought it was more. I did think it was more.
It might be $4 a month at most.
All right, whatever.
I'll save you $1.
I've never opened the fucking.
I hate the login. It always makes you re-log in.
Yeah.
Never remember.
You know who's bad with that too is ESPN Plus. On all my TVs, I'm logged in, and then worse on the app, you click an ESPN Plus article, and it makes you reopen it. Yes. Like, it's brutal.
Yes. I read The Athletic every morning. They got great stuff in there.
Yeah.
I do agree. I like most of the Athletic articles I've read.
Also, with Athletic, you know, you can just hit read or view, like, really quick, and you don't have to log back in.
Athletic is great. My favorite type of sports article, I haven't seen a good one for Luka yet, but it's basically the, like, how this happened article.
Yeah.
Like, the how a big trade or deal, whatever came together. Like, they do a good job of that.
So LeBron, the decision is to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 14 seed is just kind of like, we'll say like a mash of like the COVID's effect on sports. So like we were saying, they're canceling March Madness, Rudy Gobert with the microphones. Like there was a lot of different moments. Instead of splitting that up, I feel like it's better to just have it on the one thing. March Madness being canceled, I think would be like the, like out of all of them, the biggest. And that's going up, and it's kind of like a juggernaut here. The number 3 seed, Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez is...
That
was one of the craziest ones.
That's the one you were thinking of, Rico?
Nope.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I actually think there's going to be one that he's not going to see.
There's two right now that I thought would be up that aren't there.
There's still more. There's still four more options after these two.
Give me this matchup again.
Aaron Hernandez versus the COVID era, like cancellations and all that shit that happened with sports. Like when
a pretty big story.
Yeah. So let's start with you, Dukes.
Okay. Aaron Hernandez was, this is like a finals matchup for me.
COVID.
I mean, I legitimately could not move when I found out March Madness got canceled in 2020. Mm. Like that sent like nerves down my spine that like I still haven't emotionally like, fully recovered from that. Like I wanted to, I didn't even get the chance to feel hurt or happy. It just was taken away from me.
Was Dayton good that year?
And.
Take a peek at Dayton.
Yeah, it has to be that for me. Like Aaron Hernandez was like, whoa, wow, that's insane. But like Aaron Hernandez being a murderer, like kind of checked out at the end of the day. Like it wasn't like he had like a great reputation coming out of the NFL. Everyone said he had character issues. Nobody saw a fucking global pandemic coming from my fucking school when we had the best season in history. Going to be a number one seed and like all that. And like the fact that I just couldn't even experience it.
Oh damn, you guys were pretty good. That sucks.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very. They were going to be a one seed.
Obi Toppin.
Were they number one in the country?
Yeah.
We were number three in the country.
Yeah.
Like just wrote like the high that we felt. We just had game day on campus, and then a week later was taken from us for that.
I'd say Dukes was the biggest victim of COVID.
Yeah.
100%
without question. I would say.
I talk about it. I legitimately like at least once a month, I will sit down and like it gets brought up in every Dayton broadcast, and I'll just sit there and be like, I still can't believe that. Like, a fucking global pandemic.
Hurt some people's hearts, tore yours straight out.
They would have lost, like, Wisconsin in the 1-8 game, though. So
no.
But I think no matter what, like, I would give up my leg
before I
gave up my spring semester of senior year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You talk about not give a fuck meter.
Yeah.
Is that, like, 47, 1 to 10?
That is
unbelievable.
That, to me, like, this... More of an outside sports story.
Mm.
You know, like the March Madness and Rudy Gobert, but like
I think
eventually those were like
COVID
afterthoughts.
What? Yeah, but I think
like the Rudy Gobert thing, like me and my friends still to this day think that if Rudy Gobert did not touch the microphones and everything,
COVID would have never happened.
We would have had an March Madness. But the way that Rudy Gobert was such a fucking asshole.
You had Tom Hanks that night get COVID, Trump Oval Office speech. That was like the craziest.
Like, even
it was
just, like,
one after the other. It was,
like, the Big East tournament, like that was crazy. Like I forget like that last game.
They played a game.
They didn't come out for the second half.
Like, Spider was there. I remember he got home. I put lights
betting on it, and like it's just like not. Was canceled at halftime.
It definitely validated COVID too. Where like you were like, oh well, they said this shit about Ebola. They said this shit about Zika or whatever. Right. But then all of a sudden, like, oh, sports is canceled. Like all sports is canceled.
Yeah, like, I think there's also people like me who don't watch the news, don't have interest in the news, and we're getting their news via
sports.
Sports
like, runoff. Yeah.
That like shit, like this thing's going up. You know what I mean? Like,
this is a new CNN barometer, too.
Yeah, it is on my CNN barometer. But it was also like just a wave of the way things were going. It's like, oh, the Ivy canceled. Like, okay, well, it's the Ivy. Like, whatever. It's a fourth. They'll whatever. And then you're like,
do without this tournament.
And then it's like, hey, like, this is gaining some steam. Like, And then I'll never forget, I had like a 5-star play on Eastern Washington that day. That got fucking canceled.
What a
hit. That got canceled. Then the Big East tournament gets canceled. Then like they're, hey, we're postponing this. And like you knew it was coming, but it was just waiting for the news. And I was like,
you were hoping they just didn't. You're just like, yeah. Please, no.
I remember like being with my parents and then like everyone is talking about like, oh my God, COVID. I'm like, why didn't they just fly all the kids to Maui and like quarantine there and play the fucking tournament in Maui? Like they could have done that. They're like, no, they can't.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
All the time. Yeah. Indianapolis would have been fucking perfect.
Yeah. Just put him in a bubble. I said even let the kids sleep on the bleachers in between games. I was like, I was so fixated on the tournament. Yeah,
Rutgers got screwed too, right? That was their first tournament in forever.
Who the fuck cares about Rutgers? We were the number one seed, Hubs. And the thing that's so funny is I'll never forget, is March 14th, I'm pretty sure, and we get a notification from school, and they're like, hey, going home for spring break, but like, be prepared for like to last longer. We're like, this is so sick. Like, we're gonna get off for like a month and we're gonna be able to go to every single tournament game now.
Oh my God, that sucks.
The biggest mistake Dayton made was not going full UCF and just claiming the national title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could still be riding that out right now.
We won the most simulations.
Like you watched not selling Dayton 2020 like national champions merch.
Yeah.
Like it ended, we were number one. Like, you've been hammering that home. Nah, but you could still hang that banner right now.
So, Hernandez or COVID?
COVID. Everything.
Your personal touch on it.
It took everything from me.
I'm on COVID as well, just because the onslaught of that sports news was like, you remember where you are, shocking, like, yeah.
COVID?
Like, again, the grab bag or the fucking bingo card of sports in my 37 years of being alive. A global pandemic will shut down sports for multiple months.
Mm-hmm.
Put that at plus a million. So, like, that's where I'm at.
Tommy?
Good point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Aaron Hernandez was, I want to say, Thursday, June 26, 2013. It was like the same day that the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage or something. And like the Twitter that day was just two totally different things. And I believe I went to Chipotle with my dad that night. June
26, 2013? Yep, nailed it.
So that does stick with the COVID. Obviously, it's bigger. But like I said, I almost feel like it's less of a sports thing and more of a like – sports were the casualty of like a...
No, I disagree because I think sports was the big
domino
in COVID. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're like about to do the rundown that day when the... I'll go COVID, March Madness, whatever.
Friend of mine, shout out Jake, tells the story that Dave was on radio doing their thing and that, like the days leading up to COVID, like before the world shut down, but you knew shit was happening. And there was a Barstool like gold tour for people coming through the office. You got a tour of the office. Mm-hmm. And Dave was like, look at these psychopaths. Like, why would I know people love the stool, but like the world is fucking collapsing. Who is coming here today of all days?
I always remember Barstool Radio. His name was Ebru, I believe. Back in the glass and Sirius. And I remember like the weeks leading up, we would like talk about COVID and he like, we were all kind of like, you know, whatever. And he was like, load up on rice. He's like, the supply chain's going to get bad. Load up on rice and groceries. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, you weirdo? He was right. Ebru was right.
My mom nailed it. I remember my mom got laid off in like January of that year. And she was like, yeah, like they keep saying like this COVID thing, like over in China is going to be really bad. And I was like, Mom, you got fired because you're either bad at your job or you're old.
My God. She's so mean to your mom.
So mean, but I was like, there's no fucking like COVID coming like for your job or whatever. And then like 3 months later, I was just like, holy shit, my mom's a genius.
I remember I wore a mask like Dave saw me walking into work with a mask in like early March, I want to say, like before all the shit was like really going down. And he put on radio was like, what is this fucking asshole wearing a mask for? And Deke Zucker tweeted it. And now it's like my ultimate cold takes exposed. It's like I was ahead of the test. So you probably hate that. I was ahead of the.
I had something too similar. I can't remember, but
Jack Mack was early.
I remember thinking it was going to be bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember Stool Team 6, rest in peace, the RIP. TikTok group. Yeah. We were walking to Dave and Buster's to film a vlog in like January. And I remember there was a clip of me being like, this COVID shit's different. Like Ebola was one thing. I believe I said COVID's got me in my feels. Oh. There was like two confirmed cases in the U.S. at that point. Do you remember we were in Tampa for spring training?
Oh, yeah.
We were interviewing Mike Ford, who's
both his parents, I think, are doctors from like Princeton. Like, so we're like, what do you think about like this COVID thing? Nothing had like been suspended, but MLB had just started to say like, don't sign autographs to fans.
Yeah, they were showing us the protocol, like notification.
And Mike was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, that's nothing. And then like a week later,
people wear masks on the plane ride back from Tampa to New York and be like,
yeah, we were in an airport like right when that
I remember one of the first things that happened with COVID was baseball writers wouldn't be allowed to like enter the clubhouse to ask questions to players, and they acted like
the end of the world. Yeah,
like it was the end of the world. Like this, we cannot do our jobs. The access we're not getting. They acted like they were persecuted, and little, you know, like sports shut down a week later.
Yeah, Hubs,
I'm going. Definitely COVID for sure. More what you said. The canceling of March Madness did legitimize. The
COVID,
the virus.
That's sure. When I believed in it. I was like, "Fuck this!"
It was
thing.
Like, you can't touch March Madness. Don't take March Madness from us. And but like, it's a little. What was the? What's the actual thing we're doing? Just the
shocking.
That's this is pretty.
No. With like, it's just COVID or like COVID with sports or COVID with March Madness.
COVID with sports. I think.
Okay.
You could do anything. Like the notification that you got, that was like Big East tournament canceled.
Yeah.
NCAA tournament canceled. Yeah. Like, and then it was just like the onslaught of all those
dominoes.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Sucks the NBA too. Was out of play for 3 more months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
sucks too, because like that time is such a fun time, like to be a sports fan.
Exactly,
like big all those conference tournaments into March Madness. Like you're playoffs, watching sports in the day. Like it's a great time to be here. Like you know the gambling cave is going nuts, and it's all just gone, and you just have nothing.
Yep.
It has to be that
COVID to a degree, though. Like there was one. I mean,
you're gonna say it's a good thing?
No, like when the government tells you there's nothing you can do. And, like, you have an excuse to just relax all day or, like, do nothing all day long. It wasn't terrible.
Until we got that email from Dave being like, why isn't anyone blogging?
I wasn't full time at that point yet. So I was just taking care of – I was going into the fire department every other day, like, a lot of overtime. And then the rest of the time, you were just sleeping. I also had to sleep.
A lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at lunch every day.
The blog total from, like, the month where Dave wrote an email was like – everyone blog. You have no excuse not to blog. We're hilarious. Like we were so every minute there was a blog on the website.
I was blogging ASMR videos. It'd be like go to bed with this lady giving a fucking haircut ASMR.
I mean it's. I would have went Hernandez. I guess the more shocking thing is fair because I mean the more shocking headline would be March Madness got canceled over like this guy murdered someone.
Yeah.
This really bad guy to begin with. Just
I mean like, obviously none of us lived through it, but the way the OJ thing was described to me was like, imagine if Peyton Manning murdered somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of like image at the time, like we only know OJ that way, but and Hernandez was like a known had character flaws.
Yeah.
So I mean, not to say there was like evidence he was going to murder someone, but he was. I mean, had pictures with guns. Like
yeah,
people knew he was up to some mischief. If you
I'd love to see Clemmer's 20th century most shocked sports moment blog.
I think everyone says OJ. I think they would say OJ.
But I feel like he'd fucking put like shoeless Joe Jackson.
He'd put World War II happening. Yeah, Ted have, Williams missing 3 years.
Suspending, for operations, Meek.
I'll take COVID. I'm also blocked by Rudy Gobert because 3 months after he created COVID, I quote tweeted him with a video of him touching all the mics, and he's immediately blocked me.
Motherfucking Rudy Gobert.
Got him, though.
Yeah,
he got him.
Okay, so COVID's going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. Is that right? Did I put that low? That should have been way higher. The 10th seed is Tim Donaghy and the fixing of the NBA's scandal. That was when that initially broke, that was crazy and validated a lot of sports fans' feelings.
Kings fans,
Kings fan, you had a lot of shit validated, just like the admission of those being games being fixed. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, the PSU motherfucking Joe Pa-Nu.
That's a 7 seed?
That's what I just said. I looked at it and I was like, that's not right. I should fix that.
Yeah, that should be a 2.
That's I just realized after I looked at it, that should have been
a
tough
matchup.
I'm very happy with our number 2. Our number 2 is good. But either way.
I don't think he's going to rank another one of mine, which I think is big. Maybe it's only me who thinks it, but
save it for the next matchup. So Tim Donaghy fixing the NBA versus Jerry Sandusky. Meek.
Sandusky.
Yeah, this is kind of a tough one. It's a tough one to go against.
Yeah, I mean, Sandusky, it's definitely still more shocking as well.
Yes.
Like, I think it's more of a shocking occurrence that, like, a guy, like, the stature of Joe Pa and how deeply he was integrated into college football and, like, what he meant to college football over, I mean, I got, like, the ref fixing games. Like, we hadn't seen it, like, to that extent before. But, like you said, it wasn't the most, like, shocking thing that, like,
the mob had got a ref. You know what I mean? Yeah. That wasn't like that crazy.
Of all the people who could fix a game, a ref is about minus 500.
Yeah, that's
you think
exactly
of access to like who is again? I go to the bingo card analogy. Like ref fixes games. Yeah, okay. I could see that one.
Now, it was shocking to get an inside tell of like how
100% the NBA
was playing into it.
Yes.
How he's even talked about how they would say, oh, like this guy's not getting calls, like give him more calls, like this is happening. Let's like speed the game up, like different things like that. Like it definitely was wild to hear some of those things. But at the same time, he's such like a lying sack of shit.
And
so his boy Scott Foster still is frequently
Yeah,
very important NBA games.
Extremely.
He called after every single game that was like rigged or whatever you want to call it. Called Scott Foster every game, like one of their most like highest uses refs in the league.
No
one says a thing about it. Yeah. Like no one. It's still. I guess people talk about it, but it's never been addressed like by anyone who matters.
Yeah.
It's like David Ortiz being the only guy who was just able to use steroids and get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
And Sandusky passes CNN. NBC,
Sandusky passes the test. That's true.
Everything.
I actually went to like their second to or his second to last game, Joe Paterno, and I didn't know anything about college football at that point. But like my buddy from college was from right nearby. He brought us there. I took a picture with the statue of Joe Paterno, and then like a fucking week later, I'm like, oh,
delete that off Facebook.
Yeah,
I mean they were like going nuts about taking it down.
Those kids
protest.
That's people are always like, why do you hate State Penn so much? That those fucking kids chanting, bring back the statue, and people around being like, you don't understand, this is State Penn football. I'm like, bro, I'm a Notre Dame fan.
Don't rip on Jeff D like that. He was
I didn't know him at that point. Like everyone, I worked with a guy, and then when they finally lifted the bowl ban down in whatever, he goes running across the office to the head boss, who's also a State Penn alum, and he's like, they released the bowl ban. I like remember saying to him, like, don't you have kids? And like people kind of looked at me like who's speaking to a supervisor. Like I'm like, aren't you fucking embarrassed? Like it was the delusion of those people was fucking insane.
We're two for Sandusky.
Yeah, I mean it has to be Penn State. You synonymize Penn State with that
for a while.
Forever. Forever. All those people are gone. I will
covered
always
it
think
up for 20 years. There was fucking DA members like disappearing. There was ties and the money to the foundation and well-to-do owner. There was legs to this. This is a big Deadspin story too.
So much. There's so many layers to this.
Yeah.
And what is it going up against?
The Tim Donaghy.
Donaghy. Which is a big time story, but again, not really like something overly shocking and stunning, like more just like validation than anything. So for that, I go Penn State because like that just changed. It took over sports. Everyone was talking about it. And that first, I don't remember where I was when that first came out, that story, but it had to have been fucking stunning.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special, folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Yeah, so Sandusky.
Yeah, I don't remember the ref one as much. Maybe it was just age. I wasn't a big NBA fan. Like, I remember hearing about it, but definitely not to the level of Sandusky. I mean, Sandusky then became like an insult. Like it became synonymous with, you know, molestation. Sandusky or whatever. Like it
sure did.
Perfect name too for a child molester. Jerry Sandusky.
You can't script it up perfect. Even better.
That was gotta be that.
He died in jail? What was his name?
Yes.
He's dead.
Right?
He's definitely
pretty sure he's dead. He's been there.
Joe Pod
was the most like guilty guy.
Joe Pod died like 5 days right after.
Sandusky not
sure
dead.
He's dead.
I think he is.
I'm gonna Google this from a private browser.
I'm gonna guess he's been dead.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Yeah. I knew he was alive.
Yeah, born in 1944.
I'm checking in on him.
81 years old.
I thought he was dead.
I thought for sure he was dead.
That's definitely a story. I feel like I remember.
Tell you what, though, anything you ever hear about prison, he's not having a good time. Like they treat child molesters like you the worst.
For sure,
rightfully so. The worst things on earth.
Maybe it was Paterno dying. Then maybe that like mixed the two. He died so quickly after.
Right after.
You take their car keys away from your grandpa, and like you can't drive anymore.
It was such a black guy. Like Shiano was a GA on the team. Like a 20-year-old, like Tennessee hired him, and they like get rid of this guy, and they ended up not hiring him for just being like, not even along for the ride, just like a bystander, like 1 year, a 20-year-old on the team, just any like connection with this team, it was like get them away.
Yeah, who was that redhead assistant? Is it
Mike McQuarrie?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that guy.
Sandusky.
Yeah,
Sandusky.
Yeah, easy.
Yes.
Tim Donaghy is, I don't remember it being shocking in real time, but more that I learned about like gambling and everything, shocking, but it's the rapist.
Yeah, it's tough to go against that.
Yeah, it's hard.
So Sandusky, yeah. Sandusky's going to go up next, and going up against him is going to be the winner of this matchup. 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 15 seed, wanted to include it in some somewhere on here and feel like 15 is good. The Luka trade was, because that was, that whole night, like, woke up and you just like, what in the fuck? Like, for an hour, nobody thought it was real. Everyone was like, well, obviously Shams got hacked because this can't be real. There's no way a generational talent just got traded. Can't be real. No way it's real. And it's real. So that one, I felt like it needed to be included. And that's going up against the number 2 seed, the whole Tiger Woods to do with him being like kind of like a very, as far as like his reputation in outside of the sports world, like that's a nice guy. You look up to him, role model, like all these things. And it turns out he's fucking like 19 porn stars every single day. Him crashing the Escalade.
I think the crash was the big.
Yeah, with the windshield. Golf cup through the windshield.
Golf cup through the windshield, beating the shit out of the car. All that stuff, like kind of like domino affecting his career.
It's pretty confirmed that was all a fake crash, right?
The crash? I don't know.
Like, didn't they set that up to...
No, I thought it was his wife legit was freaking the fuck out because she realized, like, he's been...
Right, and she was, like, beating... She was, like, hitting him with the golf
ball. He was on pills and trying to, like, run away.
Gotcha. I thought they, like, faked the whole crash.
She's bugging out.
That was her rage.
Yeah. He also got in a couple other car crashes, though, right? If I remember.
Yeah. He got in the famous one where he, like, rolled the car recently. Yeah. So this is the last matchup?
This is the last matchup.
Hit it.
What'd you want?
Danny Almonte.
Yeah, but like, is that like shocking for anyone? How many people are watching Danny Almonte or like the Little League?
Kid dominating the Little League for New York and
from New York. Yeah,
there's one I forgot already that I was.
I think that's an honorable mention.
It's a good honorable mention. I don't know if I could see that.
More Hamlin, I thought was going to be here.
It's a moment though. You know what I mean? Versus
it's more
story
moment.
Where it's like
it's
we were watching that happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was a tough. I thought about it. Trust me, Barry. There's a lot of these where I wanted to include.
We all agree if that game happened at 1 o'clock, like they wouldn't have like canceled the game, right?
Or potentially, I'm not sure.
It's only canceled because it was prime time.
Is there eyeballs on it? So many eyeballs.
Yeah, so many eyeballs.
People watch.
If that happens at 1:30 p.m. in the Sunday, it's like crazy how many people hate him now.
Hate DeMar Hamlin.
Like, DeMar Hamlin, like everyone should be like, wow, what an like everyone should look at him. Like we looked at Lance Armstrong, be like, what an incredible story. This guy died on the football field and still continues to play, and like. Not like he's starting for like a playoff team, and everyone's just like, "Oh my god, this fucking Make-A-Wish kid, get him off the field."
The narrative against him winning comeback player of the year was hilarious. They're like, "He didn't come back, he died, man!" Yeah. Come on.
So we'll start with you, Dukes. Tiger Woods versus Luka to LA.
Luka to LA was wild.
Luka was crazy.
Luka was
insane.
I needed some time, but I was actually in Colorado for both.
That's wild.
The Luka one, I think the Luka one's crazy, but like when you talk about pantheon of like respected athletes and class, like Tiger Woods is having this kind of issue at home, and then more unfolds that he's a fucking maniac magnet. It didn't come out in the time, but you see it in documentaries later. His dad was obviously influencing him, so like that still continues with the story part of it for me. Like, yeah, it's Tiger.
Yeah.
It's also like it's like the Lance Armstrong thing. Like I think there were two like the same icons. One was cheating, one was doping. I don't know. That's how I kind of looked at it when I was younger.
They're not doing SNL skits about the Luka trade. They're doing SNL skits about Tiger.
Yeah.
That's
a big story, you know.
Yeah,
shocking, too.
I mean, Luka was crazy. Luka, I was out, saw it, was like, oh, there must be a fake Shams tweet. Like, instantly the only topic of conversation for the rest of the night. Girls are like, what is that even about? Put that in terms of non-sport. Like, crazy. Mm-hmm. Insane. And, like, to the point where Shams had to even be like, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
Like, proves it.
Not joking. But
no, Tiger thing is...
Tiger was, like, the first person to get canceled, too, I feel like.
Tiger,
the first two people I remember getting canceled when I was younger, Michael Phelps for smoking weed, and Tiger Woods.
I mentioned that was crazy. That like
I actually thought that was the one I thought was going to be.
It was crazy. That was such a huge story. Like, yeah, he fucking smoked weed.
I thought he was one of the worst.
Devil. Yeah.
I thought him and Aaron Hernandez might as well be the same people.
What happened with was Ryan Lochte like held at gunpoint in Brazil or he faked it?
That was crazy.
That could have been up there.
I could have been up there.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. He was also maybe like the dumbest man that's ever lived.
So dumb.
Like, one of the most remarkably dumb humans. Yeah.
KD news too.
Oh yeah.
I asked that.
But we did the KD to Warriors
like,
was on.
We also knew a decision was coming with KD.
It was another tougher one, yeah. But it being the Warriors was a what the fuck type of thing, yeah.
I wasn't surprised.
You had the fucking crystal ball, Meek.
I don't know. This is way closer than I think it should be, maybe. Or that it's being. I don't know. That trade was crazy. That's the most unbelievable trade I think that's happened in the 21st century in sports.
Oh, I think so.
I like that. It still doesn't make sense. No one has any. Did you see the Dalton Connect part of this?
Yeah.
Initial trade was Dalton Connect and first round picks.
I don't know if I buy that.
I don't know.
I saw reporters saying it. I don't know. I feel like that. At least if that happened, they got smoked.
The fact that they didn't ask anybody. It's so sudden. No one knew Luka was getting moved. Luka bought a $15 million home last week.
Crazy.
In Dallas.
Crazy.
Like, no one knew that was. There was no tea leaf at all to say that Luka Doncic was about to be traded to the Lakers of all teams.
To put them.
I was so fucked up when it happened. Like,
I was pretty drunk. I couldn't. I was like, I'm.
And I remember my friend telling me, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then we went back to the house, and we're just like kind of like hanging out. And I was like, "Wait, Luka got traded to the Lakers?" Like, it took me like a full hour to process it. Like playing a card game, I was like, "What the fuck?"
I can't get enough of the reactions. Like O'Shea Jackson, an actor, he was on a wrestling podcast, and you can see his head. He goes, and then his eyes like widen. You could see he's like real. He's a diehard Lakers fan.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I feel like
you see the video of KD and the Suns.
Yeah, they're all looking at their phone across the board, man. Like I don't care who you are. You were shocked and like.
Nobody believed it.
You were just were you Nobody. Saying like a girl was at like my my fiance was like she an hour later she goes I didn't realize how big this is like this is actually crazy she has nothing she doesn't knows nothing
it
about
it was perfect
NBA.
I was on a Dallas flight yesterday and the amount of people
oh my
was
god
perfect I'm walking back to like fucking 36F. Like there are five different conversations. I can't believe we traded Luka. Anthony Davis fucking blows. Like,
I do think it would have been a little bit better if it went longer of the mystery. Because pretty quick, what would you say, like a half hour?
Shock, yeah, wait, that adds to it.
Yeah.
No, but pretty quick they made it that hey, this is legit.
You mean like you wish like Shams?
Oh, like if Shams left everyone waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah, or there was more intrigue of like 3 hours in between of like.
I think no one would have bought it though. Like Shams saying is the only reason people thought it was legit pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, that would have been if the.
Yeah, but I guess I'm saying the confirmation.
Some Joe Schmo reporter said that, people would have been like, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? Sham saying it made it like the first tweet about it was from the most legit source. And
yeah, I guess my point is there was only a half hour of like wonder, and then it was officially
really not
officially.
Even. If you were watching live, like Shams was immediately being like, "No, I promise."
Yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, I guess you're right.
This is really. And then McMahon started getting quotes from like the Mavs. They were the ones who approached the Lakers.
Get quotes quick.
Yeah,
like they want to get out in front of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like he'd already had a conversation with Harrison like 20 minutes after the trade dropped.
Yeah. I pick Luka.
Yeah,
in the Luka trade. I think it's just. I mean, it is what we started this whole thing off of.
Yeah,
it's like I can't have a lose in the first round solely based off that. Tiger Woods crazy. Obviously, he's another larger than life type of guy. And you think like you know he's got it all perfect and he's winning all these majors. And then all of a sudden his life just comes crumbling down. Certainly justified to be in the bracket, but. Oh, that Luka trade was crazy.
I think to add on to the Tiger appeal, and I'm not sure how much of you guys were into golf growing up. Like, I wasn't into golf at all. Like, it was just like, I know who Tiger Woods is. And then the fact that, like, that's how big of, like, and prolific he was, obviously, in the sport. And then for him to be that, where it's like, oh, that's, to me, that was almost like the, what's his name, Lance Armstrong.
It's not on the same level, but it's in the same, I know what you're saying.
More people know golf than cycling, but I get your point. Yeah. It's one of those, yes, I agree with that a lot.
Yeah, like, I didn't know any golfer other than Tiger. And, like, that happened to him, I was like, what the
fuck? A casual sports fan is tuning in the golf to watch Tiger in that era.
Yeah, Big F.
You're only turning into cycling for Lance Armstrong.
That's true. Right. It's the same thing. It's just...
But even going one further, that's true with the cycling thing. But even further, that he was this like the most clean cut athlete of all time.
Yeah.
Like we thought he was a robot until then. Like we're like, this guy's like fucking all these girls, going to Vegas and having these like crazy escapades with hookers and porn stars and all this. Like he was so clean cut. Like in the way I was just saying before, like when OJ killed a guy, it was like, oh, like it would be like Peyton Manning. Like we have this image of Tiger. Like 10 years down the line because we know what he did. But at the time, it was so shocking that he would be doing anything like this. We're like, this guy is taking private jets to Vegas and doing what on the weekends? Well, he's got a family at home.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like he's like a bachelor, just like fuck. Like he's got wife and kids at home.
Yeah.
And he's the most like respected, dominant, like clean cut athlete. And this is like all this. He's fucking the Perkins waitress and like his
his
suburban, like around back of the strip mall. Like, it was just nutty.
Beautiful
supermodel-ish, like Swedish wife or whatever?
Yes, like beautiful wife, what are you doing? Kids, like everything. Like everything's going perfect for him in theory.
Do you guys remember? Is my favorite segment of all time, Summer of 07. ESPN did the Who's Now.
Oh God,
I love
Who's Now. What?
It was Who's Now tournament. It was like 16 or 32 athletes they maybe started with, and they did it like bracket style, like who's now? Who's like the athlete or guy right now that like we'll look at as Jordan, Ruth, Gretzky, and Tiger Woods won that. And that I just love that tournament.
Probably won it easily too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like the, if you made like a Mount Rushmore of like 21st century athletes, he's on it without question.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Him, Brady, LeBron, and.
I always liked that.
Maybe like Kobe. Mm-hmm.
When you when you talk about the Who's Now thing, one thing I always loved that SportsCenter did was when they started the top 10 worst plays or whatever, and they did like every week you'd have to be like, is this the worst play to like the last week's worst play? And it started right when the butt fumble happened, and the butt fumble like retired the entire segment.
Jesus,
yeah. Oh, they did that before. Top 10
it
worst.
Like, was it was worst for like 60 weeks in a row. Like it'll never be
butt fumble.
Yeah, it'll never be.
They had to cancel the entire segment.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
I care about basketball more than I do golf, so I'll take Luka.
You'll take Luka.
Like, simple as that. Like, I don't care what recency bias. Like, Luka affected my life more than Tiger Woods.
He's also way more online, and obviously around Tiger, he's not going to be online.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're tied up.
Hubs nailed it. That's.
I feel that.
We're 3-3.
You're too young to really appreciate how, like, I'm saying meek.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, appreciate I agree. How, like, the level he was on at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was only, like, what, like, 10 or, like, 11 at that time? Yeah.
He was winning every major, like, and not, like.
It's the part about him having a spotless life. Like,
he was perfect. He was the perfect, like.
If Tiger's a bad guy, then anyone could be a bad guy. That's kind
of
how it was.
He was Nike's wet dream of, like a just a brand promoter.
Yeah.
He had a video game named after him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He just made a golf game, just, Tiger Woods. Like, just Tiger Woods golf.
Yep.
Not PGA.
Yeah.
It was literally just called Tiger Woods Golf.
Trey was crazy, though.
Between these two, I'd go with Tiger to break the tie. I mean, he is, again, to me, it's kind of the Lance Armstrong effect, because, like, you guys were more clued in, I'm assuming, again, to golf. Like, I knew nothing about golf other than Tiger Woods is the best golfer on the planet, and he is this clean-cut, like, super, like, well-put-together superstar with, like, a great family, like all that stuff. And just for him to be... trapezing around the planet, fucking porn stars and shit, like, was crazy. That was a crazy story. So I got to attack. But again, not to belittle the Luka trade, because that was absolutely insane, out of nowhere, crazy. None of it makes sense. That dude, does he survive the end of the year? Like, Nico Harrison?
He is the most obviously fired guy. Like, it won't work. It just, with that, whatever his plan on it's not going to work. They're fucked presently. And long term, way more long. This will look so much worse in 2 years.
Yes.
When AD's 33 and maybe picks up another injury. He's been a little bit he's been healthier of late. And Luka's entering his prime, because at 25, you're still a few years away from your NBA prime. Like, this is going to look. I guess if he leaves the Lakers, it looks like slightly worse, or slightly better, but still really, really bad.
I think it's going to work for them, like, right now. But
I don't think it will.
But I agree. In 3 years, it's going to be the worst trade ever. But I think the next, like, 2 years. Yeah. I think it's going to work.
The Mavs will be fine.
Yeah,
I bet them to win the West yesterday.
Can you imagine if they win the finals?
I think the Mavs got better.
Well,
I think they might have got better for, like, this season.
The Mavs?
Yeah.
Because I think they just have they can play defense now. Hmm. I also think we're acting like AD's, like, 40 years old.
No, he's a good player.
He's 31. He's been really healthy the last 3 years.
All-star starter. Yeah.
But either way, Tiger Woods is going.
So Kyrie is the point guard, too.
Kyrie's going to be good now, but long term, it was a horrible mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
Tiger's going to move on. Before we get to the playoffs, let's talk about Blue Chew. Having better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand of chewable tablets. These erection-enhancing tablets help men achieve stronger, harder, and longer-lasting erections for sexual activities. They're putting their money where their mouth is, offering you a month free. The process is simple. Sign up for Blue Chew at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical professionals. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Their tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. You can take them anytime, day or night, so that you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Best part? It's all done online. So that means that you don't have to go to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. We can all relate to wanting to feel more confident, especially in the bedroom, and Blue Chew can help make life easier by getting harder. Good line. And discover your options at BlueChew.com. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Shout out to Blue Chew.
All right, let's go through our playoffs. First up, we have the Manti Te'o fake girlfriend story versus the Lance Armstrong steroid story.
That was our longest first round of a bracket.
That was really long.
These are, you know, it's a lot to dig into with these.
Yeah, this we could definitely go way sooner or way quicker on the playoffs.
What a matchup this is.
So I don't even remember who ended this last. Meek ended this last one, so Meek, you're first.
Was it
Manti Te'o versus Lance Armstrong?
I'll take Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o, that was an insane one. Big F?
Wow, this could literally be like a championship, and I wouldn't have bat an eye.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Lance Armstrong. I think it transcended like the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lance, because the notification, that's shocking, that first article that dropped, Lance Armstrong's like, I don't know, whether it was being investigated for steroids or, you know, suspended for steroids, like purely, like what? What do you mean? This hero to the world, Lance.
Lance.
I'm going Te'o. I mean, again, it's to me, it's a guy using PEDs versus a guy having a fake, dead, imaginary girlfriend. Like, we've still never seen anything like that. I would assume never will see anything like that.
Don't say never. Never's a long word.
All right, Meek. I'm going to go with Manti Te'o.
Well, I think, to Meek's credit, I think someone could get fooled by, like, an AI girlfriend or something like that. I think that could actually...
I think that's the most likely thing
that
happen again.
The thing is, back then, that wasn't happening. Now, it's definitely possible.
I won't say it, but I know someone recently who got faked by an AI girl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Someone here?
You know, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Dante wants to
in this room.
Yeah, he's not in this room.
Okay. Dante once did a smut blog, and it was just an AI girl.
AI girl, that's very funny.
He had not a clue.
So, yeah, I could see someone getting faked by an AI girl.
Yeah. I definitely got faked recently. But it's weird, though, because they're active on Twitter, and like it looks legit. I don't know. Kept popping up on the timeline, and I was like...
I wonder why it kept popping up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Algorithm, baby.
Yeah.
Rico, Manti versus...
It's Manti. I think you make a case. We'll advance as we go, but it's fucking insane. Insane. Mm-hmm.
Dukes?
I want to go Lance Armstrong so bad, but I'm going with Manti Te'o.
Wow.
I'm going with Manti Te'o.
What's next?
Manti Te'o moves on. Now we have Kobe versus Michael Vick.
Oh.
Tough one.
I don't know. I don't think this is that tough.
Yeah, I think the one seed still go. Like,
just it's two good options. I agree. In this particular case, it's pretty easy, at least to me.
Kobe captivated the world. That was a fucking insane story.
I think
shocking.
I think I was more shocked at the time by Kobe because I got the sports world more. But death happens. Dog fighting with
death is always shocking.
But in a helicopter,
it's a young person,
40-year-old man, 26-year-old franchise quarterback, dog fighting.
It is kind of fucking crazy.
Fucking crazy. I was only 8 years old too. So like when I'm at like 21 and like an icon dies, it's like holy shit, wow, like that's always gonna shock me. Like it shocked me when the fucking guy from One Direction died though too. So like dog fighting in the NFL with a franchise quarterback, I think has to win in this
one for Vic. Compelling argument. Rico?
Kobe.
It's Kobe. It's the one seed for a reason.
Kobe.
It's Kobe. It feels a little like his death is truly always gonna be shocking, so like obviously it's
I'm shocked when Toby Keith died. I don't have one Toby Keith song in my Spotify.
It's fair.
I think Vic covers the spread, though.
You think?
Fair.
Yeah. 1.5, 2.5?
No, like 12 to 15. Yeah. And like, I think Vic, yeah.
I'm torn. I don't know.
I thought, Dukes, you made a very compelling argument.
He did.
Yeah. It's you almost feel like you have to add a principle, say Kobe. But I what you're saying is like correct, that it's
like Jose Fernandez's death was jarring for me.
Kobe is just the stature of human being he was dying. That's, at the age
and helicopter.
At the age he was
Jose
dying.
Jose Fernandez boat via helicopter. Was also very shocking.
Oh, yeah. But like,
yeah, boat,
was,
pretty
he was
wild.
On cocaine and like, so like, the Kobe was just in a plane with his
kid. Well, can we get the actual
kid,
drugs? Yeah. Did you get any from Josh Gordon?
Mm.
I did Google it.
Fuck.
Kobe's my answer.
You made a good point. I hate that you made a good case for Vic.
Well, it's
going to change. Now it's going to change my argument.
Xanax, that's the case you'd say, like, the Te'o thing, too. I agree. It was, like, crazier.
Yeah.
So right now we're 3-1 in favor of.
Yeah, I guess I go Kobe. Fuck.
Kobe. I'll say Kobe, what?
Kobe.
I said Kobe. Like, I knew what Call of Duty map I was on when it happened.
Fucking Rust.
Sad.
No, Crash.
Sorry,
Crash, ironically.
Oh. Isn't that
soon, me.
That map is a literal helicopter.
It was a Call of Duty. They literally just brought it back.
Oof.
At that point.
So Kobe versus Manti Te'o. Meek. This is to go into the finals.
Kobe, like I said, like Kobe's going to sweep. We know this.
Kobe? Not necessarily.
I
Dukes' argument is like for Vic is it might be even better for Manti Te'o.
Yeah, I'm voting Te'o. I'll be the difference guy. I'll vote Te'o. I think Kobe's going to win, but again, like, Tao has the lead at halftime. Tao has the lead going into the under four media timeout here in March.
Yeah. Kobe's had a bigger impact on like the world, but Tao's is in like more
shocking stories. Yes,
because it's so unbelievable. It's such a one of one story.
Weeks after also the Heisman. When he talked about, there's a whole fucking segment during the Heisman.
He was a linebacker that came in second in the Heisman.
Yeah.
God.
It does feel like cheap just picking Kobe.
I know. That's why.
Death inherently is always shocking.
Tao.
Wow. Okay.
The thing with Tao is, like, if you don't give a fuck about college football, I think you still probably cared.
You at least heard about it. You know what I mean?
But Kobe, everyone.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Everyone knew about Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might care about Manti Te'o if you don't watch college football. You cared about Kobe,
like Europe.
What is that even we're caring for? Like, does it matter how many people cared? I don't know.
You could say Kobe's probably. It's off of the shock value. If there's a Venn diagram, which shocked you more? If you both. Kobe's the most famous athlete on this list. Like, I don't even think that's
right. Yes. But like, Tiger. Should that make sure? Does he win just based off that?
Tiger,
also,
yeah.
Globally, Kobe crushed.
Globally, Kobe was like the number one.
I think that's like one pretty close.
I think it's pretty close.
Golf's also.
I don't think you could even pick between them.
Yeah.
Also, your name's Tiger and Kobe. If you just hear it,
yeah.
Once.
I mean,
yeah. Like when you go by what your first name. Like,
also, like people were watching basketball before Kobe came around. People were watching golf really before Tiger came around.
Kobe.
Two for Kobe, one for Manti.
It's tough. I don't just because I do agree with Hubs. It's like death is inherent, but the Kobe. I mean, we all had our own story of where we were and everything.
It made you truly like drop everything.
Yeah, I'm going Kobe.
Kobe, you're sticking with Manti.
Yeah.
So right now we are 3-2 in favor of Kobe.
Easily Manti.
Wow.
It's because again, it's just what I explained. It's the death thing, and like Manti was maybe it's a nostalgia thing, but the first time I think I blurted out the words "What the fuck?"
Mm.
Like what the fuck was that story?
Mm.
Was also that it, like also 21? I think that. It was the biggest.
Kobe was always going to die, and it was always going to be shocking. The only way.
No, I disagree.
Oh,
with that.
No. That's what I think. That's what puts it over the top. Is that
Kobe died when he was 84?
Yeah, he would not be shocked. Kobe.
People die all the time.
Manti to put into perspective too was how big that like before the hoax of it. Mm-hmm. The story all year was his girlfriend that has cancer that passed away. Like that being the story, and then it's like two parts.
It was that, and then the story was not real.
It
made us care about this, and now that's all.
You can't say Kobe was always going to die. Kobe died before he was eligible to get into the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, they like changes. He got elected early. Like didn't they be elected like that year?
You are right, but it is.
He died before he could make a speech.
Yes, the two parts.
Kobe is super shocking. Super. This is like a 1-point game for me, but I'm going.
No, it's bigger. Kobe, bigger impact by far.
Yeah.
His death was bigger impact for sure.
But just the craziness of the story, I have to go tell you.
The crazy part isn't the fact that he got catfished. It's the fact that it was a made-up story of a girlfriend dying.
Yeah.
And this whole thing was not real.
But he also actually thought she was real.
Yeah.
Like he actually really did get tricked almost as much as the world did.
So I have to break the tie. And I do think that there is not a doubt in my mind on the planetary scale, the Kobe dying is the more shocking thing. Like everybody on the not just America, it's this college football phenomenon. Like people in fucking Germany weren't like, "Who's Manti Te'o? Fake girlfriend?" Whoa! Like Kobe dying, like the entire planet like stopped for a second to be like, "What the fuck? Kobe died." But at the same time, like it does kind of feel in this sense that the death thing is kind of like a cheat. You know what I mean? In a way where it's like it's less of like a sports.
Right.
Story and more of like a.
It's not a sports story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess in that sense, I would go with Manti Te'o. So it's because it is like truly a sports story, and like it was insane. It was absolutely fucking batshit. No part of it made sense. And again, it derailed this guy's career, and it happened right before a national championship game. He found out about like all of it's nuts. So I'll go with Manti Te'o. On the other side, Dukes, you're first. The COVID stopping sports thing versus LeBron's decision.
Wait, you say like stalled his career? He played 8 years in the NFL. Still,
he would have been a first round pick and made like a million.
Like he's still an 8 year NFL career.
He might have been
longer.
He might have been better. Like mentally, that fucks his entire head was fucked.
Well, Compton played more years.
Yeah,
barely.
You're up first, Dukes.
COVID shutting down.
That is deeply affecting you.
The shock value for the LeBron thing isn't that high because we saw it coming into his plan. This came.
You knew he was making
this came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was shocking he went to the Heat, but yeah, I'm going COVID.
COVID.
Tommy?
Yeah, COVID. Like I said, LeBron, you knew he was going somewhere. The COVID thing was obviously insane.
Sports don't stop for shit.
Yeah.
Sports stops for a global pandemic. Yeah. That's a pretty shocking story.
That was the true beginning of the world changing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what was about to happen for the next few years was, and was the moment sports stopped like that.
That's what affected our everyday life.
How many
I hated the people though who were saying that, like, oh, this is going to change things forever. They were like, they loved it. Like, people were like loving that things were changing.
People get excited for like living in a moment of like history, I guess.
I guess
no, like people, like it almost seemed like people were excited, like, great, we're like never going to go anywhere again, and we're going to have to wear masks the rest of our lives, and fucking, there were people who were like excited about that.
Yeah. Call of Duty nonstop.
I mean, I had a good time during COVID. It's like,
how many sports? How many sports stopped after 9/11? Was it like did
just baseball?
Yeah, just baseball.
NFL took. And I shouldn't say that. NFL took a week too.
NFL took a week.
I thought I was losing Dayton's basketball season my senior year, and then I thought I was not going to get the Barstool internship anymore.
Ooh, you double whammy.
Some people lost it. Like Travi was supposed to be in my intern class, but lost it that year.
Oof. Jesus.
So COVID helps.
COVID.
Yeah, COVID laid double digits. They won by 20.
Yeah.
COVID, so shocking. Like.
So you're up first. The Jerry Sandusky PSU thing versus Tiger Woods. This is actually
oof.
This is
a good one.
Oof. Wow. That's a good one.
Great one.
Oh my God.
I want to say Sandusky, just like. It is the more shocking thing, like Joe.
Definitely Pye. More shocking.
Yeah, we're going strictly off shock. Like, that was more of a, that was a bigger CNN story than ESPN.
But to play devil's advocate, you didn't know who Jerry Sandusky was.
We can just say like PSU. It doesn't.
That's why it was shocking.
Yeah,
it put Penn State on the map. No.
No.
It was like the best coordinator.
It was more about Joe Pa. Yeah. I mean, he more in terms of like.
Yeah.
Eterno was the shocking part
he
of it.
He was obviously the face.
So you're going with Sandusky.
Yeah.
God, this is another one that really could easily be the championship, and I wouldn't have thought twice about it. God, I'm trying to think, like, who would... God. I almost want... Oh, fuck.
Tough. Whoever
you know,
wins.
I'm going to say Tiger. I think at the time, it was so insane. And I think we've seen, like, people that we thought were good do bad things. I guess we've seen... Yeah, I mean, you could say both sides of this, I guess. You could...
Yeah.
I'll go Tiger, I guess. Fuck it.
I'll make the case if people are undecided. Like, it's State Penn for me. When you look at it at its core, athletes cheat on their wives, and they do crazy things. This is covering up a 20-year, like, pedophilia ring.
Significantly.
That's a fucking shocking story.
Way more fucked up, way more morally wrong.
Sure. 100%. No doubt more heinous.
Nowhere in sports, exactly. Nowhere in sports do those two, like, overlap. That's why it's this. And
it's almost
easy.
Tough for me to vote because it's like
easy.
So gray.
I think it's easy. Shocking wise, easy.
It's a story of its own kind. Tiger, this is truly a championship level. I'll lean Penn State for what Rico just said.
Two for Penn State.
I'm going Tiger. I was like 12. It like rocked your world. You're like, whoa, Tiger was in a crash. He's cheating on his wife. Again, I think because it's like, oh, yeah, that's a way more fucked up Penn State. But you don't really know who Sandusky is. It does affect paternal. But Tiger was the biggest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Rico?
Yeah, it's State Penn easy.
Three for PSU.
Most heinous, Joe Pa. More shocking was Tiger Woods for me.
Fuck. All right, I got to break the tie again. Between these two, I'm kind of lean towards what Dukes just said. Like, it is more heinous, more disgusting, more gross, everything with Penn State. But
we're clear on that.
Yes. But as far as, like, the shocking value thing with, like, all the golf world and, like, him being the face of golf and, like, him, again, more kind of similar to the Kobe thing with the global part of it as well, it is more shocking. So I'd go with Tiger.
It's funny. If an NBA player was in this for, like, if, like, his wife chased him and, like, put a golf club like through his window. I'd be
it's
like,
just
yeah,
Thursday.
That was just yeah.
Yeah, that's just a Thursday.
That's just basketball, baby. Yeah. Like, the fact that it was a golfer, it was like, whoa, you're supposed to have class.
Yeah, exactly. So Tiger Woods scandal versus COVID. I think it's a runaway, but Dukes.
COVID.
COVID. Sorry, correction. One for COVID.
COVID.
Two for COVID.
I'm gonna go Tiger because again, to me, COVID was more of a world story than a sports story.
Mm-hmm. Hubs.
That's a good point.
I'll go Tiger as well because he was so his image was so spotless. It seemed like this guy could do no wrong, and then we flipped that completely upside down.
There's also like a chance that COVID could
at least with COVID, like you could sort of you didn't want to believe it was going to shut down everything, but like slowly but surely it was the point. Like when March Madness happened, like I think we all kind of knew that was gonna that you know, hammer was going to drop. Tiger, where the fuck does that come from?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go Tiger.
Yeah, I'll go Tiger just because it almost like death, like the COVID thing, almost there's like a cheapness to it where it's like, yeah, like sports got shut down. No one saw that coming, but yeah, I'll do Tiger.
COVID, just because I can't stop thinking about how draft was affected that year. Think about how many guys fell in the draft because they couldn't rise their stock in March. Like Obi Toppin could have been a top three pick. The Knicks got Emmanuel quickly, like, what, 25? Tyrese Maxey was, like,
Maxey, I feel like, is the poster child.
I was like, that whole draft got fucked out of COVID. Like, really look at it.
All right, before we get to the finals, let's talk about DraftKings. This ain't the little itty-bitty tiny teeny bowl. It's the Super Bowl. Get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 59. Scoring touchdowns is key to hoisting the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and you have a shot to score big by betting on them on DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score six. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Any new DraftKings customer can get $5 off to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE. For new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. I like to thank DraftKings for letting me bet on last year's Super Bowl. Shout out to Travis Kelce and the Chiefs. As much as I despise them, they helped me a lot last Super Bowl. So shout out to DraftKings. Let's go to the finals.
Okay, so the finals are COVID versus Manti Te'o, an unbelievable matchup. Meek.
COVID. Simple.
COVID.
Manti Te'o.
Te'o.
Two for Te'o, one for COVID.
It's easily Manti Te'o. Again, it's not a sports story. Like, Manti Te'o is – COVID's not a sports story. Manti Te'o is the most absurd thing, really, when you just think of it.
There's so many different variables to it that make it so unique, and it will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Te'o. It's a close championship game. Like, but, yeah, I think there was maybe a little bit of rumblings that it was coming with COVID. Like, I wasn't paying attention to it, but there was definitely, like, breadcrumbs. It's Manti Te'o.
I think it's a championship
fucking bizarre story
where you're like, wow, there are a lot of good teams, a lot of great teams, a lot of great games. How did this end up being the championship?
This feels a little like UConn San Diego State.
Yeah,
right.
It's like COVID was a paper tiger.
Yeah. The real thing that pushes it is the fact that we all believed this great story. This, you know, all he's playing for her, and then it's just all fake.
Yeah.
I mean, I swear to God though, but if you looked me dead in the eye and told me like. This, like, there's going to be a global pandemic in your lifetime, and your favorite sports team ever will not be able to play in a championship game as a one seed, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. The only thing that would be more shocking than that would be the Manti Te'o. That's why Manti Te'o was winning this guy. Yes.
Yeah. I agree. COVID, I didn't think COVID was going to get to a final. COVID is a worthy finalist.
It is a worthy finalist.
I think people are going to be pissed that this made it to the finals. Well-deserved, though.
So that means the winner of the bracket episode 161, most shocking sports stories of the 21st century, is the Manti Te'o fake girlfriend story. Worthy champion, I got to say. I think that was good. What was it, our four seed? Pretty well done. We'll be back next week with a new episode.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.